of Southern Nevada.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC, with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Fair limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Woo! All right, welcome back. Russ Langer with Matt Neverett, and we hope you'll join us because this is a long homestand. And this is going to be a great one, though, with all the great promotional nights we've got coming up. $2 beers on Thursday, various giveaways. And, Matt, welcome back to the broadcast. And it's been a long 2 weeks, but it's good to be home. But the Aviators now, obviously, with big stakes here, because this is high-stakes baseball. They're tied with Tacoma for second place, three games back of Round Rock. And Round Rock's won 17 out of 18, which is, you can look at it two ways. One way is, wow, is anybody going to beat Round Rock? The other way is they've won 17 out of 18, and they're only three games ahead.
And for the Aviators to split a 12-game road trip back-to-back right down the middle, six wins, six losses, you've got to consider that a victory. Now the true test is a 12-game homestand against two bottom-feeding teams coming in back-to-back with Salt Lake this week, Sacramento next week. The Aviators are going to look for at least eight wins over these next 12 games if they're going to try to gain some ground on Round Rock, because Round Rock's going to keep on winning. They're coming into their own. They're as strong as anybody in minor league baseball, and for either the Aviators or Tacoma or anybody to catch them, they're going to need some really strong homestands coming down this backstretch as we enter, believe it or not, the final month of the 2023 campaign. This season has absolutely flown by, and we're going to be down to an exciting playoff race at the end of it.
Well, you know, you would think Round Rock is going to keep winning. The thing of it is, they've been a streaky team all year. They had a 10-game losing streak earlier this year. But now, of course, they've been winning like crazy. They're opening a series tonight against Oklahoma City. The good news for the Aviators is that Oklahoma City is playoff bound, and they're a good team. The bad news is they've not been playing well lately. So we'll have to see. I mean, Albuquerque just beat them 5 out of 6 in their own home ballpark. Tacoma, tied with the Aviators, has a homestand continuing with Sugarland in town. We'll see how that all works out as well. Matt will be back next with your starting lineup for tonight coming up right after this.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC, with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Fair limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Just can't it. My grease that hits me so hard makes me say, oh my lord, thank you for giving me a big round. Can't you catch this grease? No good when it goes down the pipes and the drains and it heads into town. I know with this pan, no pain in the drain, put it in the can. For more information about how you can keep fat, oil, grease, and grit out of the drain, visit painofthedrain.com.
Hi,
it's Ashley here from Southern Nevada's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson. If you're looking for a new or certified pre-owned Jaguar or Land Rover, your search is finally over. We're increasing both of these inventory levels rapidly to serve our growing demand. Come and enjoy our unmatched service and ownership experience at Finley Automotive's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson, located in the Valley Auto Mall or online at jlrhenderson.com.
Just a couple minutes away from first pitch in the first game of six between the Aviators playing tonight as Los Reyes de Plata and the Bees of Salt Lake playing tonight as the Abejas. First game of a six-game series, first game of a 12-game homestand for the Aviators as we approach the final month of the 2023 campaign. Where has the time gone? Both managers meeting at home plate as we speak. Skipper Fran Reardon leading the Aviators into battle tonight, opposed by the manager Keith Johnson from Salt Lake. As we speak, currently exchanging lineup cards that read as follows. First for the visiting Salt Lake Bees, Jordan Adams, the speedy center fielder, leads things off. Adams, 38 of 43 in stolen base attempts on the year. He is a menace on the base paths if he is to get on. Michael Stefanik will bat second and play third for Salt Lake. Stefanik, the leader in the PCL in batting average, hitting a cool .357 through 88 appearances at the AAA level on the year. Back and forth from the major leagues, David Fletcher will bat third and play at second base tonight. His .331 average, good for second on the team and fifth in the circuit. Designated hitter, the journeyman designated batter tonight, Kevin Padlow hitting in the cleanup spot with the left-handed batting shortstop, Levon Soto hitting fifth. Left fielder Orlando Martinez back from the major leagues and batting in the sixth spot, playing in left field tonight with Chris Oakey playing for the first time since being activated today. Oakey catching and batting seventh after coming back from a leg injury. Jared Walsh, the first baseman, bats eighth with the ever affable, Brett Phillips, a clubhouse favorite wherever he goes, batting ninth, also playing defensively in right field. For the Aviators, Tyler Wade leads things off and plays in left field. Wade had an outstanding 12-game road trip in Reno and Tacoma. Batted 15 of 42. That's a cool .357 average for Tyler Wade, who's hitting .286 on the year with the Aviators. Kevin Smith, the shortstop, bats second with Tyler Soderstrom making his first outing here at Las Vegas Ballpark since the month of June, batting in the three spot and doing the catching. Yoel Pozo hitting in the cleanup spot and playing defensively at first base with Cody Thomas batting fifth and playing in right. Daryl Hernes over at second base batting sixth this evening with the center fielder Connor Capel batting behind him. Greg Dykeman, as Russ mentioned, played a big part in the win in 10 innings on Sunday by a 7-6 score. Dykeman back in the lineup tonight batting eighth and doing the designated hitting with the smooth fielding third baseman Brett Harris rounding out the lineup and playing over at the hot corner. Pitching matchup tonight should be an interesting one. Both starters not scheduled to go too late into the game. For the Aviators, rehabbing big leaguer Mason Miller makes his third appearance for the Aviators on the year. Second in this rehab stint, Miller with Hogan Harris slated to throw behind him out of the bullpen. Miller threw about 45 pitches last time. It's going to be about where he's capped tonight, trying to see how many innings he's able to work through. He'll be opposed by Jonathan Holder, the 6'2" right-hander out of Gulfport, Mississippi, signed as a minor league free agent this past offseason by the Angels organization. Holder 0-5 with a 6.26 ERA. This is his 40th outing of the year, although just his fourth spot start. He's looking to improve on his .267 opponent batting average against. Should be a fun one tonight in the opening game of a six-game series between the Reyes de Plata of Las Vegas and the Abejas of Salt Lake. The Aviators coming in 64-61 on the year, but 30-21 in the second half. Looking up at Round Rock, who leads in the wild card, if you will, by three games. Salt Lake, a 57-68 record coming in. They're 20-31 since the schedule turned over with a road record of 10 games under 500 at 26-36. It's Mason Miller versus Jonathan Holder, our starting pitching matchup tonight. First game of six between the Aviators and the Bees coming up next. We'll step aside for the national anthem here at Las Vegas Ballpark. First pitch coming up.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Hi, it's Ashley here from Southern Nevada's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson. Our brand new state-of-the-art service facility is matched with trained certified technicians with close to 60 years experience who can perform any service in a timely manner. Come and enjoy our unmatched service or ownership at Finley Automotive's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson, located in the Valley Auto Mall or online at jlrhenderson.com.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub, invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Blazing Battles, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more, with a chance to win branded prizes and big money for all those jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the awesome 24 rotating draft beers and best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators and all your Vegas sports teams as we make history in Nevada. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard and Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball, baseball, and earn cash back rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini aviator's helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way. And earn cash back rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, welcome back again. And we hope you're following us along on any device that you please. We are on AM 920, Raider Nation Radio. And tonight, we're also on Cox. Your View, Channel 14. It is a simulcast, so if you're watching the game on television and you're saying to yourself, these announcers are really chatty. This is a TV game. You don't have to talk that much. Well, it's because we're also on the radio, so forgive the all of the chit-chat. Anyway, Mason Miller on the mound making his second rehab start. Mason, who is from Pittsburgh, is quite an interesting story. A fellow who only has thrown, despite all of the discussion and the ink and the hoopla, he's thrown less than 100 innings in his pro career. But this is a guy with an absolute God's gift of an arm. He throws regularly in the high 90s and low 100s. He's got a wipeout slider, a third pitch that he's worked on here and there, changeup. And for Miller, a few years ago, he suddenly was experiencing weight loss. And there was a lot of question as to what was going on. And finally, after a bevy of tests, it was determined he had type 1 diabetes. So he's steadily working around that with doctor's supervision, of course, and has reached the point now where he did pitch for Oakland early this year. He was very serviceable in those games, his first taste of the big leagues, considering at that point, Matt, that he only thrown maybe 50 pro innings. That's it, from A-ball to AAA. He held his own, and then he hurt himself. So he's spent the last couple of months rehabbing, and here he is.
Yeah, here's the guy who had thrown 35 innings in just under 3 years of professional baseball, goes up and strikes out 22 in just over 21 innings. He held big league hitters to a 187 average against, so when he's healthy and on his game, he's one of the best pitchers at any level of baseball.
He faced this Salt Lake team back in April, and it was as dominant a performance as you can imagine. 5 no-hit innings, no walks, and 11 strikeouts. First pitch, fastball up and in ball one to Jordan Adams. Didn't see a pitch speed on that, but if we can get that pitch speed clock working, that would be wonderful. 1 ball and no strikes on the right-handed hitting Jordan Adams, and the pitch is up and in, ball 2, 2-0. First pitch, 97. Getting it online here instead of on the board. 2 balls and no strikes on Adams. Very, very quick, as Matt pointed out. He's a stolen base threat when he gets on. Fastball got him in the hand. Oh, boy. And that one is going to hurt. That one's going to hurt. Got him on the back of the hand. Tossed the bat away, shaking his hand around. And the manager of the Bees, Keith Johnson, walking down to the plate because I think they're ruling that it hit the bat or the hand is part of the bat, which would mean it's a strike, and he's not on base. And Jordan is pleading his case, and Keith Johnson is there.
they're saying that he got hit by the pitch. And, of course, if it hit the bat or your hand while on the bat, it's a foul ball.
Well, a lot of times, that's an auditory call from the umpire. It's usually a matter of a more high-pitched pop than a hollow thud sound, and that one called right away.
Replay I saw inconclusive as to whether or not it was a foul ball or not, but the umpire said it's a strike, so it's a strike. Two balls and a strike.
And now that we're in the midst of football season, we can say the call on the field stands.
Like we couldn't say that before.
As if.
All right. Jordan Adams back in. Two balls and a strike. Mason Miller, his second rehab start this time around. Fastball up and away, 3-1. And that 98.5 on that one. Three balls and a strike. Adams, right-handed batter, open stance, waiting. Miller to the motion, and the pitch. Fastball low, ball four. So Miller not able to throw strikes to Adams, walks him, and the batter, Michael Stefanik. When Miller pitched his first rehab start this go-around in Tacoma, he was very good. Three scoreless innings, throwing 45 pitches. Most of them were in the strike zone. And he broke 100 miles an hour quite a few times. Here's Stefanik, the league's leading hitter, 357. And the pitch is a strike, 0-1. Adams, as we pointed out earlier, 38 steals, only caught five times. 0-1 on Stefanik. So Miller did a smart thing. He hadn't been throwing strikes with the fastball, so he threw something else, and he got a strike. Here's the 0-1. Big lead by Adams. Fastball, that's a little low. One ball and one strike to count. 97.8 miles an hour, we are being told. 1-1. Stefanik, along with that high batting average, four homers, 57 batted in. Right-handed batter standing deep in the box. Throw to first. Adams gets back in there. Las Vegas in the field for this one. Opener of a six-game series. Yoel Pozo at first. Darryl Hernandez at second. Kevin Smith at short. Brett Harris playing third. Tyler Wade in left. Connor Capel in center. Cody Thomas in right. Tyler Soderstrom catching. Fastball foul back. One ball to two strikes. And DHing tonight, Greg Dykeman. That pitch was 98.1 miles an hour. 1-2 on Michael Stefanik.
One thing that's been impressive with this Aviators team all year, but especially in the second half, guys like Tyler Wade or Max Schumann not in the lineup tonight, but being able to bounce around to different spots. Logan Davidson, Darryl Hernandez, too.
Fastball down low, ball two. 2-2, 100 miles an hour on that pitch. 2-2 on Stefanik.
And especially in the case of Wade, who's in left tonight, and Schumann, who's not in the lineup tonight, but having guys that can play both infield and outfield reliably makes such a big difference. Part of the reason they've been able to be really solid here in half number two.
Throw to first, Adams scrambling back in there. Against Salt Lake manager Keith Johnson. And the rest of the staff pitching coach is Darren Ebert. Hitting coach Joel Chmielis and Jack Santora also on the coaching staff. The pitch, fastball apparently missed outside. 3-2, 99.9 miles an hour. So Miller trying to find the range here. Adams at first with a leadoff walk. Top of the first inning, game just underway. All the games will be 7:05 games except for Sunday's finale, 6:05. 3-2 on Michael Stefanik. Stefanik from Boise, Idaho. Here is the 3-2. Adams leads, big lead. He's at least 4.5 steps. There he goes. Fastball check, swing foul. And that one caroms off the screen near the first base on deck area. That's about as big of a lead as I've seen any base runner take against the Aviators this year. I mean, he was just daring Miller to throw over there.
And Miller's already thrown over twice, so Adams does have the ability to take that big of a lead. I was talking with a fan actually earlier on the concourse about some of the new rules changes, and he is curious what would happen in a situation like this, so I hope he's paying attention.
3-2, throw to first. And that's his third throw, and that's a balk. And as we just said, you get two throws to first. Third throw, if you don't, you can throw a third time, but you have to pick them off. And that was not a pickoff, so that is a balk. And so Adams goes to second. 3-2 on Michael Stefanik. And Miller, wearing number 52, stretches and delivers. Fastball, swung on and missed, strike three. Come up around the letters. That pitch 100 miles an hour. One out. And a batter, David Fletcher. Tyler Jones, the plate umpire. First base ump, Randy Rosenberg. Louis Krupa is the third base umpire. Here's Fletcher, also having a big year. 331, three homers, and 34 batted in. The top three, these are the big guns. I mean, Adams, 13 homers, 62 RBIs, and 38 steals. Really good overall year. And that pitch comes in a little high. That was a changeup at 90 miles an hour. Those words you don't hear in the same sentence very often, a changeup at 90 miles an hour, but it was.
Crazy how the art of pitching has changed over the last 20 years alone.
Adams dancing off second to pitch. Fastball way inside, ball two. 2-0, 98 miles an hour.
I mean, you look at the major league average for a fastball 20 years ago at the turn of the century. I mean, we're talking, what, 90, 91 miles an hour? You've got Jacob DeGrom, guys like that, like Miller, throwing sliders and changeups that fast now.
Fastball high, 3-0. Of course, as has been pointed out, one of the reasons for that, they don't measure the pitches the same way. Back then, the pitch was being measured as it was in flight midway between the mound and home plate. That's no longer the case. There's a strike, 3-1. Now they measure it directly out of the pitcher's hands, so it's bound to be quicker. So, yeah, you could make the argument that guys are throwing harder, but the difference that you see in miles per hour, a bit deceiving. Here's the 3-1. There goes Adams to third. The pitch is high. No throw from Soderstrom, who dropped the ball. Steal 39 for Adams. Fletcher walks. Runners at the corners, one out. And the batter's Kevin Padlow. And again, as we pointed out, the Aviators have been very, very consistent in two ways all year. Number one, they have been able to run on the opposition successfully. That's been consistent. And number two, they have not been able to stop the opposition from running. That has also been consistent. Here's the stretch. Miller facing the DH, Kevin Padlow. Fastball rides high, ball one. 1-0, 96.9 miles an hour.
And I don't know if you caught it during that last at bat. Padlow continuing it here is both Fletcher and Padlow. As the pitch is coming in, they're stepping out. I mean, they are not even pretending to swing until Miller throws them at least one strike. Fletcher took one.
276 average. There's a breaking ball in there for a strike. Slider, 86. And the pitch speed clock is apparently working here. Good. 1-1. Padlow. 276 in 250 at-bats. 11 homers, 43 batted in. The pitch. Another slider, and that one missed a little high. Ball two, 2-1. Levon Soto waiting on deck. Adams at third. Walk, a balk, and a steal. Fletcher at first, one out. Two balls and a strike on Padlow. Miller ready, and his pitch. Fastball in there for a strike on the outside half at 98 miles an hour. Big league stuff right there. 2-2.
Talk about big league stuff. Kevin Padlow split last year between three big league teams, Pittsburgh, Seattle, and San Francisco. He was drafted and developed by the Rays.
2-2 pitch. Padlow's out on strikes. A 99-mile-an-hour fastball. Padlow tried to check his swing, but the pitch was in the strike zone anyway. Two down.
And I don't think that thing could have been any more down the middle. Mason Miller saying, here's my best heater. See what you got at 99.6.
The left-handed hitting Salt Lake shortstop coming up now, Levon Soto, who checks in at 234 with four homers and 32 batted in. So Miller, 22 pitches. He threw 45 that game in Tacoma. Here's the pitch. Fastball, ball one, apparently missed. 97 miles an hour, maybe a touch high. 1-0. Adams at third. Fletcher at first, held on by Pozo. Fletcher, very short lead over there. Here's the 1-0 and the pitch. Slider, that one bends in there for a strike at 85 miles an hour, 1-1.
And now with the count at 1-1, Miller has a little bit more in terms of the options with two down. I don't believe he's thrown a first pitch strike to any of the five batters he's faced so far. Part of the reason why that pitch count is so exacerbated. Here comes number 25.
1-1. Fastball, and I don't know, maybe high, close, 99 miles an hour, 2-1. So Miller, out of the starting gate, breathing fire, but two strikeouts plus two walks. 2-1 on Soto. Outfield plays in the opposite way. The 2-1 stretch in Miller's pitch. Slider up and away. 3-1. On deck, the left-handed hitting Salt Lake left fielder Orlando Martinez.
Something to keep in mind here in the first inning. Chase Cohen up and throwing in the bullpen.
3-1. Hogan Harris supposed to piggyback Miller, but Cohen might be the bridge. We'll see the 3-1 now. Fastball swinging a miss at 99. Very late. 3-2. So on this pitch, Fletcher at first will take off. Next pitch will be Miller's 28th of this first inning.
Obviously a big 3-2 upcoming for both of those reasons you mentioned. Try to save the bullpen a bit. You're in the first game of a six-game series, 12-game homestand. Miller doesn't want to face another batter.
3-2 pitch. Fletcher goes. Fastball, foul back. We did well to get a piece of that thing at 99 miles an hour right near the inside corner.
Yeah, Miller jammed him on the hands. Credit to Soto for clearing the hips. That's a big reason why he was able to get anything on it. He had that whole front side cleared and just fired the hands at it.
3-2. Adams off third. Fletcher away from first. He'll be moving again. Miller's next one. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike three. 99.9 miles an hour. See ya. So that was really something. Miller did walk two men, threw a lot of pitches, but got through it, striking out the side. No runs, hits, or errors. Two left. And at the end of half an inning of play, Salt Lake nothing, and the Aviators against Jonathan Holder coming up.
Strike three, you're out.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell copiers and printers. We also provide phone systems and IT support. Everything your business needs to grow. We're different. We're local. We listen and we care. All while providing service you'll fall in love with. Let's have a conversation about your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Woo! All right, we're at the bottom of the first inning here. The Bees had a couple of walks, but did not score against Mason Miller. Now in the bottom of the first inning, Russ Langer here along with Matt Neverett. Right-hander Jonathan Holder. What do you have on Mr. Holder there, Matt?
It's his fourth spot start of the year, making his 40th outing of the season in total. The 6'2" right-hander out of Gulfport, Mississippi, spent last year with AAA Iowa in the Cubs organization. Comes in 0-5 with a 6.26 ERA. The good number for him, though, 67 strikeouts in just over 54 innings so far, mostly out of the bullpen.
He's given up seven homers in just under 55 innings. Here's Tyler Wade, and the first pitch is high at 91, ball one, 1-0. Tyler Wade having a good year. He's coming off a good road trip, too. He's batting .286 with five homers and 37 batted in, plus 31 steals. He swings at a fastball, fouls it back. It's 0-2. Wade on Sunday, in that 7-6, 10-inning Las Vegas victory in Tacoma, was 2-for-4 with a home run. He carries a 13-game hitting streak into this game. Bottom of the first, no score. Holder delivers. And the breaking ball skips away from the catcher, Oki. Slider, 83 miles an hour, 1-2. Tyler Wade with Kevin Smith waiting on deck, and then Tyler Soderstrom. Every game big now for the Aviators. The 1-2. There's a drive in the air into center. Adams moves in and picks it off. So a fly out to straightaway center to begin. One out for Kevin Smith. Look at Salt Lake's defense now. At first base, Jared Walsh. The second baseman is David Fletcher. At third is Michael Stefanik. And the shortstop, Levon Soto. Chris Oki is catching. Orlando Martinez is in left. Jordan Adams in center. Brett Phillips over in right. And here is Kevin Smith having a good year, 336. Kevin takes a breaking ball low, ball one, 1-0. Smith is averaging approximately a home run every 10 at-bats. 14 home runs, 40 RBIs, and 149 at-bats. Shattered back, ground ball fouled outside third. Juggled a little bit by Franery, but he might have been distracted by the bat, so I'm not going to give him an error on that.
Yeah, I think I would be a little bit too. Fran, I would say, more adept than other third base coaches in making those plays, but we'll give him the free pass there with, I'd say, about 75% of a bat coming flying in his direction.
One and one. Well, it's one less bat for the rack as Smith comes up again. Tomorrow, game two, Bark in the Park. Hope you join us for that one. Bring your doggies along. And another rehabber, Luis Medina, will make the start for Las Vegas against Carson Fulmer, right-hander for the Salt Lake Bees. Fastball's inside at 93, 2-1 on Kevin Smith.
Back-to-back rehabbers getting the start for the Aviators. Back-to-back flame-throwing right-handers as well. I'm interested to see Medina as he approaches a return.
There's a fastball swung on and missed, 2-2, 93 miles an hour.
Speaking of the pitching tonight, Chase Cohen has sat down. Hogan Harris warming up with some real power, we'll say, beyond the right field fence. So Miller potentially could be done after 29 pitches tonight.
Here's the 2-2. Smith pops it up in the twilight. Phillips cruises in from right toward right center, looking up and makes the catch. Could be a bit of a tricky sky for the next several minutes here, but Phillips staying with that one. So with two outs, here's Tyler Soderstrom now. Soderstrom climbing in from the left side. Two outs, nobody on. And he takes a slider down and in. Ball one. One ball to no strikes. Soderstrom hit a 253 in exactly 300 at bats. 21 home runs, the leader among the team in home runs, and 62 RBIs.
How about this one? That last pitch received by the catcher, Chris Oakey, and he's heading over towards the dugout now. The ball actually broke through the webbing, and I don't know if you could see it down there, partner, but it was stuck in the webbing. You talk about a snow cone. That thing went through the bottom of the webbing, got stuck like a chain-link fence. So he's got to get the new catcher's mitt out there. We'll see. A lot of times catchers have two of them ready to go, but every now and then you'll see a guy go to a backup glove and have real trouble receiving it.
Perhaps that ball didn't have enough Mississippi mud on it. We know. 1-0 to count on Soderstrom. And speaking of Mississippi, Jonathan Holder Delaire's breaking ball, a little high and away, that curveball, is 2-0.
Thought that was just a very astutely timed reference.
Been around since Ty Cobb, you learn a few things. Fastball up and away, 3-0.
It'll be interesting to see moving forward if they keep the Mississippi mud in the game of baseball. It's been talked about pre-tacking a ball. We'll see in the future.
Mm-hmm. Here's a 3-0. And unsurprisingly, Soderstrom swinging on the 3-0 and missed that one. Fastball at 91, three balls and a strike. Holder now with two outs, nobody on, bottom of the first, no score, delivers. There's a line drive out behind second, takes a wicked hop away from Soto. That is a base hit for Soderstrom. Well, he turned around that 91-mile-an-hour fastball, and it looked like Soto was near the ball, Matt, but that ball took an impossible hop past him.
Yeah, you mentioned it was a line drive. It looked like it landed initially on the back slope of the mound, and it took a huge and weird bounce on Soto. He looked like he had that thing ready to go, sidecar left, and then it took one hop underneath the glove. Good at bat by Soderstrom as well. A lot of guys get a little bit more picky once it gets to 3-0. Not him. He got way more aggressive.
Here's Pozo. And he swings at a first pitch fastball. Fouls it back. Good swing at that pitch. Strike one. Pozo had the game-winning hit in the game on Sunday in Tacoma in the 10th inning. A ground ball single through a drawn in infield. That was one of the most exciting games the Aviators have played all year. That Sunday victory in Tacoma capping off the road trip. The 0-1, a low breaking ball, swung on and missed. 0-2, Pozo at 323, 14 homers, 65 batted in.
I mean, that's the thing with Yoel. It's kind of feast or famine, even though the approach never changes whatsoever. His 10 RBIs on the road trip were the most among all the players on the team. He's got 65 of them on the year, as you had mentioned.
0-2, Soderstrom off first, and a pitch. And he gets another slider and fouls it back with a one-handed cut. 0-2.
What's interesting here for Holder, a guy that throws three different fastballs, four-seamer, sinker, and a cutter. He's been throwing a ton of off-speed stuff. The sinker, or rather the slider and the changeup, have been mainly what he's mixed in here in the first inning.
Now the 0-2 to Pozo. Holder throws. Big bouncer off the glove of Holder to the second baseman, Fletcher, who throws it on to first. That'll be a deflected 1-4-3 putout. And that'll do it for the Aviators in the bottom of the first inning. No runs, one hit, the single by Soderstrom. No errors, one left, and at the end of one, there's no score.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
After one no score, I'm Russ Langer, along with Matt Neverett. Pleased he could join us. Well, Mason Miller is finished somewhat surprisingly after just one inning. He threw three in Tacoma, 45 pitches. It was a max effort inning because he walked two men, committed a balk, and allowed a steal, but he struck out three. So Miller goes an inning, no runs or hits, two walks, three strikeouts. And Hogan Harris is coming in now.
And we'll see what kind of length they can expect out of the left-hander here, especially in the first game of the series. They're going to ask him to really try to stretch it out. If he can give you five solid innings, get the bullpen in earnest in the seventh on, that would be a great showing. Hogan Harris can keep the team in the game.
Harris from Louisiana. So it's technically a relief outing for him. 6'2", 208. Lives in the Houston area now. He'll be 27 the day after Christmas. The pitch, swing and a miss. His first pitch fastball swung on a miss by Orlando Martinez, who is batting in the sixth position, left-handed hitting left fielder. He's hitting .227 in 20 games. A homer, three batted in. Aviators have not seen him before. Breaking ball is low. One ball and one strike on Orlando Martinez, who's from Cuba. Had some time with Salt Lake and Double-A Rocket City last year and Double-A this year. The pitch, that fastball just missed outside at 93, 2-1.
And for Hogan Harris, back and forth between AAA and the major leagues all season. Started the year here, got his first promotion to the bigs on April 14th.
Fastball driven in the air to left, back goes Wade, and he reaches up and makes a one-handed catch, backpedaling onto the warning track. Nice play by Wade to pick that thing off, one out.
And for Hogan Harris, sent back to the Aviators after making his Major League debut on April 14th, recalled on the 27th of May, optioned on the 3rd of August, called back up on the 22nd of August. He was optioned for what's been the most recent time on the 23rd, 6 days ago, and one up, one down. So far, so good for him tonight.
All right. And here's Chris Oakey. He takes low ball one. Fastball at 93, 1-0. Oakey has not played since August 5th because of a leg injury. .267 average. And the pitch misses, it's 2-0. So Miller is one inning through 29 pitches, which is probably why they didn't send him out there for another inning. 13 strikes. Here's the 2-0 to Oakey. And a fastball foul back. Two balls and a strike on Chris Oakey. Oakey, a little bit of big league time with the Angels this year. Jared Walsh on deck. One out, nobody on. Top of the second, no score. And a fastball in there for a strike at 92 miles an hour. 2-2. on the catcher, Chris Oakey, one of three catchers listed on the Salt Lake roster. And that pitch is on the inside corner, strike three call. Off-speed pitch at 82, slipped in there on the inner edge. So Harris gets Martinez in the deep drive to left, caught by Wade, and then Oakey strikes out looking. First strikeout for Harris. Two outs, and the batter's a left-handed hitting first baseman, Jared Walsh. Walsh, a 196 average, five homers and 20 batted in. He hits a drive in the air to deep right, racing back to reach up and make a running one-handed catch is Cody Thomas. That's a ball bounced, actually, and then Thomas was able to grab it. It is a long single by Walsh.
Yeah, let's see what happened here on the replay, because I'm with you. I thought that one was done deal caught. No, it just slipped right underneath the glove and bounced off the base of the wall. Cody played it cool, but sometimes it takes more than that. It's Walsh safely on first.
And the bat is Brett Phillips.
I was marking fly ball out to right in my scorebook. I don't know about you.
Yeah, it looked like he had it tracked, and it looked like he was going to get it. And the ball did hit the ground, so Walsh is at first. And here is Brett Phillips. And Harris fastball catches the outside corner for a strike at 93 miles an hour. So Walsh, a single to deep right. Phillips with an 0-1 count waiting the pitch. And Harris just misses the outside with that pitch at 90 miles an hour. One ball and one strike. Phillips hitting 224. Three homers and 17 batted in. Walsh at first with two down. Yo Pozo right next to him on the bag. Here's the 1-1. Fastball. High foul to the left. That's going to go back out of play. 91 mile an hour fastball. Ball and two strikes.
And for Brett Phillips, the numbers have never jumped off the paper. But if you open up the dictionary and turn to the definition for clubhouse guy, you're going to see a picture of him. He's one of the most fun-loving players. Do yourself a favor when you get a chance to look up Brett Phillips' laugh. His laugh is otherworldly.
Okay. The 1-2. Curveball, a little up and in. 2-2. Harris, fastball 90, 91, 92. He has kind of a cut fastball he'll throw at times. Cutter, slider, hybrid. He's got that overhand curve in the low to mid-70s that he mixes in. The 2-2. Fastball grounded into the shallow right taken by Hernández, who gets up and throws to Pozo in time. Good play by Hernández. Sharply hit ground ball that got to the edge of the outfield grass, and Hernández made a lunging stop, popped to his feet, and made a good throw to Pozo. Fine play by Darryl Hernández, and the inning is over. In the Salt Lake second, no runs a hit, no errors, a man left. And at the end of one and a half, there's no score.
Strike three, you're out.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell copiers and printers. We also provide phone systems and IT support. Everything your business needs to grow. We're different. We're local. We listen and we care. All while providing service you'll fall in love with. Let's have a conversation about your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
Just can it. My grease, it hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my lord, thank you for giving me a big brown. Can't you catch this grease? No good when it goes down the pipes and the drains and it heads into town. I know with this pan, no pain in the drain, put it in the can. For more information about how you can keep fat, oil, grease, and grit out of the drain, visit paininthedrain.com.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Bottom of the second here. I'm Russ Langer along with Matt Neverett. No score. And the Aviators start off with Cody Thomas now. Cody, a grand slam in Sunday's victory over Tacoma. Takes a fastball outside, ball one, 1-0.
Cody's one of those guys, personally, hope the best for him. Hope that he stays in the major leagues for a long time, but as an employee of the Aviators, very glad he's here.
Selfishly, yes. Swing and a miss. 1-1, I'm with you.
He's one of the good guys. He's a great athlete in multiple sports, but a real down-to-earth, a true Texan, if you will.
I'll buy that. Here's the 1-1 to Cody Thomas, and he swings and fouls that one off his Texas-sized toe, and he's going to go take a walk. 1-2 the count. That's smarts. I don't care what the weather is. I mean, when it's cold, it's worse, but no fun. 1-2 Cody's numbers, .296, 19 homers, and among the league leaders, despite the fact he spent several weeks in the big leagues, he still has a chance to win the RBI title. Got 87. Here's the 1-2, and it's down low. 2-2. Jake Shiner of Tacoma with 93 to top the circuit. But Cody, Cody can get that with a couple of swings of the bat the way he is. Here's the 2-2 on the way from Jonathan Holder to Cody Thomas. Fastball swung on and missed strike three. Had something extra in that one at 93. Holder gets his first strikeout. With one out, the batter Darryl Hernandez.
Even with the strikeout there, Thomas third in the league in RBIs, fourth in the league in slugging, eighth in OPS. His six triples are tied for second as well. And, he spent a good chunk of almost 2 months in the major leagues.
All right. Hernandez chases a low breaking ball. Strike one, 0-1. Darryl, solid year. Similar numbers here as he had in Midland. 324, three homers and 21 batted in. Just made a great play at second to save a base hit to finish the top of the second. Fastball zips in low, 1-1. Hernandez it's kind of a tale of two series on the road trip for Darryl. Here's the 1-1. Fastball up and in, 2-1. He wore out Reno with 9 hits in that series. But then in Tacoma, just 4 for 19. Here's a 2-1 on the way. Fastball foul back at 93. 2-2.
You hear a change of scenery typically giving a positive connotation. It was the opposite over the road trip for Hernandez, but that kind of speaks to the atmosphere in terms of the hitting at both of those ballparks. Reno, a launching pad. Tacoma, one of the more pitcher-friendly parks in the circuit.
Here, the 2-2. And a little comebacker. Right there's Holder. He throws on to first to get his man. Two down. He looked like he was jammed on that pitch. And a batter, Connor Capel, now. All right. Cape, as he's known, hitting .266, 8 homers, 42 batted in. He lines one in the right field for a base hit. You think he was looking for a first pitch fastball? 93 miles an hour, bang, base hit. Second Aviator hit. That lifts Capel's little hitting streak to 5 games. And with 2 outs, it brings up Greg Dykeman now.
That last pitch ever so slightly over the outside of the plate, allowing Capel to get those arms extended. That's when he's at his best, when it's over the outside of the plate and he's able to get all of his long arms and legs into it.
All right, here's Greg Dykeman now. Greg at .277, 5 homers and 20 RBIs. He saved his best game of the road trip for last. Throw to first base, Capel back in. On Sunday, Dykeman hit 2 doubles, one into the right field corner, one into the left field corner, and he saved the game with his 2-out ninth inning leaping catch near the warning track. The pitch is chopped foul. Right by the on-deck man, Greg Harris. First base on-deck area. 0-1 on Dykeman. Yoel Pozo had the game-winning hit, and Garrett Williams ended up with the save. But if Dykeman doesn't make that play, the Rainiers win the game in the bottom of the ninth inning. Here's the 0-1 on the way. Runner goes. Pitch is lifted foul to the left. So they sent Capel on the 0-1, and Dykeman lifted it foul. It falls down to the seats below. 0-2 on Greg Dykeman on deck. The number 9 hitter, Brett Harris.
All of a sudden, Capel's starting to steal bases with volume, 15 for 18 on the year. And he brought it up in the first with the all of a sudden running Aviators this year. Not able to stop much of teams running on them either.
The 0-2, up and in with that fastball at 94. Dykeman leaning back and scurrying out of the box. 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch. Capel off first, just maybe three steps off the back. He goes. Pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Low off-speed pitch at 82. And Dykeman is out. The Aviators are finished in the second against Jonathan Holder. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. And at the end of two, Las Vegas and Salt Lake are scoreless.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Steiner's, Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keto, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Blazing Battles, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more, with a chance to win branded prizes and big money for all those jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the awesome 24 rotating draft beers and best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators and all your Vegas sports teams as we make history in Nevada. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard and Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
All righty. That's a song by Crowded House called Don't Dream It's Over. Over? No. We got 33 more games after today. Most of them at home. Aviators. All of their remaining regular season games now are at home, except for a six-game trip to Round Rock, which is, figures to be very big. There's a strike to Jordan Adams, 0-1. Top of the third, no score here. Adams is a speed merchant, walked and was balked to second and stole third with Mason Miller pitching. There's a good off-speed breaking ball at 78, chased and missed. It's 0-2. Adams always a threat when he gets on. Now 39 steals and only caught five times. Michael Stefanik on deck, then David Fletcher. So Mason Miller went the one inning. Now Hogan Harris worked the second. He's in there for the third. He adjusts the ball in his glove. The 0-2 on the way. A high foul out of play. That was that 73-mile-an-hour curveball. Soderstrom back for a look, but it's back out of play. 0-2 on Jordan Adams. Michael Stefanik and then Fletcher. And if anyone reaches, Kevin Padlo will be up. Okay. Hogan Harris. Now, Hogan with the 0-2 on the way. There's a ground ball to third. Two easy hops for Harris. He plants his feet and guns him out. The throw was a little bit to the home plate side of first, and Pozo had to reach way to his left to grab it, but he did. And there's one out.
Harris is as smooth as it gets at third base. Had to rush it just a bit with Adams bearing down the line. Yeah, they're on the replay. Yoel barely able to hold on to that one for the out, so... The Hogan to Brett Harris connection. It works wonders here to get it started.
Pozo, who is, most of you know, is a catcher. He made a couple of good plays at first base in Tacoma, too. Fastball up and away, ball one to Stefanik.
I'll tell you what, he's downright serviceable over there. The Aviators have a trio of catchers right now. Actually, all four catchers on the roster also play some first base.
Here's the 1-0 to Stefanik. League's leading hitter takes a pitch that grazes him. The pitch was caught by Soderstrom, but it's a hit by pitch. So Stefanik is aboard. And with one on and one out, the batter's Fletcher, who walked against Mason Miller in the first inning.
Fourth batter that Harris has hit in just over 39 innings with the Aviators on the year.
All right. Here's Fletcher. Fletcher, 331, three homers, 34 driven in. Right-handed batter. Harris, a stretch, and the pitch. Big curveball way high and away at 72 miles an hour. Ball one, 1-0.
Talk about left-handed pitchers. Typically, you assume their number is way better against lefties. For Hogan Harris, it's the exact opposite. He is markedly better against right-handed batters than lefties. Give you the batting averages in just a moment.
1-0. Fastball fouled off to the right of the plate at 92 miles an hour. 1-1.
Harris has been downright struggling against left-handers here at the AAA level. Lefties hitting .314 against him so far this year with the Aviators. He's held right-handers to a .241 batting average, a 70-point difference left to right.
Cesar Valdez gets up in the Salt Lake pen. High fly ball, shallow center, and moving in and under it is Capel to make the catch. Hernandez started out from a second base position, but that was Capel's ball all the way. Two down, the batter Kevin Padlo now. Padlo against Mason Miller struck out looking. The two out, Stefanik at first. In case you're thinking about it, Stefanik, 8 steals, been caught 5 times this year. The stretch and the pitch. Change up, a little up and away at 81 miles an hour. Ball one, 1-0.
A lot of the success for Hogan against right-handed batters comes because that changeup does generate so much arm side run, moving into the lefties but away from the right-handers. Kind of teases them with it on the outside.
Here's the 1-0. And that one catches the inside corner. Breaking ball got in there. 1-1 now.
Well, that's what you can do with it. You start it out inside, bring it in through the front door over the inner third. That's a pitch that Harris will throw in any count to anybody.
And the stretch. And the 1-1. Fastball down and in. So two off-speed pitches in the low 80s. Then he cranked that fastball in at 92, but he missed. 2-0. Padlo, several organizations now applying his trade with the Angels. Angels made multiple moves today in the big league roster. 2-0. And the stretch by Harris. A look at first and the pitch. Changeup. Foul back. He went back to the changeup at 81. 2-2 on Kevin Padlo.
You mentioned the names waived by the Angels today. Some really surprising names, including a couple of guys they just picked up at the deadline. Lucas Giolito, Matt Moore, Reynaldo Lopez, Hunter Renfro, and Randall Grichuk all placed on waivers today. Teams can pick those guys up for free. They just got to pay the salary.
Curveball, chop fouled outside third. So Harris digging deep into his bag of tricks here against Padlo. No score, top of the third.
What's interesting about some of those names was that Giolito and Lopez were the two big returns in the trade they flipped with the White Sox. They gave up a couple of top prospects, were trying to make a run for it. And to make matters worse, keeping an eye on the story, Shohei Ohtani lifted from today's game after an awkward slide.
Fastball, a little high, 3-2, yep. Boy, Ohtani, that's... It doesn't really matter, in my mind, what uniform you wear. You have a talent like that, that's he's good for baseball. And for him to be hurt, not good. 3-2, the runner goes, and the pitch is inside. He threw another changeup, and he missed inside. So Harris is now dealing with Stefanik, the runner at second, whom he hit. And Padlo draws a walk. First walk allowed by Harris, an inning in 2/3, and the batter, Levon Soto. As Matt pointed out, Harris been up and down between Las Vegas and Oakland a few times.
Yeah.
Against Salt Lake, this is his first start here. He faced them twice in that six-game series in May and pitched well. He had no decision, but in the two starts combined, he went 9 2/3, allowing just 3 runs. 1 walk, 12 strikeouts. Breaking ball, little up and in. Ball one.
And similar enough numbers between AAA and Major League Baseball. He was 0-2 with a 6.57 ERA here, 3-6 with an ERA just north of 7, and just about double the innings with Oakland.
Here's the 1-0 to Soto, and he lifts one foul to the left. That 90-mile-an-hour pitch had some cut on it. 1-1. Soto struck out swinging. He was the last man that Mason Miller faced in the first inning.
The one number for Harris that inspired some confidence at the Major League level, issuing just 28 walks in 63 innings. He walked 27 in 37 innings with Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. 2-2. Harris 1-1 to Soto. Fastball down low at 93. Ball two, 2-1. No score. Top of inning number three. Harris, since he came back this most recent time, remember he spent the latter part of May, all of June and July in the big leagues. Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on a tip into the mitt of Tyler Soderstrom in the count even at 2-2. And his first start back was here against Sacramento, and they knocked him out in the fourth inning, scoring 3 runs earned on 4 hits. And then start in Reno. He didn't pitch in the Tacoma series. That was his roughest of the year. 2 2/3, 11 runs earned on 10 hits. Walked 4 batters. So this is an important game for Harris. Kind of a comeback outing. 2 on, 2 out, 2-2 the pitch. Off speed, and he missed with it at 83, 3-2.
Yeah, trying to throw that changeup, although with a left-hander, it started on the outside, just quite didn't break over the zone.
Harris looking in. The runners will go on the pitch. Stefanik from second, Padlo from first. There they go. Fastball lifted down the left field line, foul and slicing way back out of play, 3-2 still.
Would not be surprised whatsoever to see Hogan try to elevate a fastball here. That changeup has not quite been there, at least in this half inning, with the command. For my money, look for a heater up and in.
Stefanik at second, Padlo at first, both set to go again on another 3-2. Harris set. There they go. The pitch is way outside. Ball four. Again, Harris battling with his control. That can happen now and then. He's walked back-to-back hitters here. Bases are loaded with two outs. And the batters are left-handed hitting left fielder Orlando Martinez. He faced Harris in the second and drove one to deep left. Tyler May made a good play as he got to the warning track. Brian Corey out there to speak to Harris. But, you know, we're only in the third inning, and Vegas pitchers have already walked four and hit a batter. But only one hit. The ball that Walsh hit. It looked like Cody Thomas was going to catch.
Yeah, Salt Lake has recorded 8 outs. They've put 6 runners on, only one of them via a base hit. The Aviators have struggled with that all season, especially Harris when pitching here in AAA, is just allowing one too many free runners on. He's going to try to work his way out of a big jam here against Martinez, who in 3 opportunities with the bases loaded with Salt Lake, 0-for-3, although he's put the ball in play each time.
All right, bases loaded, 2 outs in the top of the third with no score. Game 1 of a 6-game set. We'll check some scores in a little bit here. A lot of scoreboard watching this time of the year. The pitch. And that one falls in there for a strike at 84 miles an hour, 0-1. On Orlando Martinez, 224 average, a homer, and 3 batted in. Stefanik at third, Padlo at second, Soto at first. Fastball, foul back. He went back to the heater at 92, and he got ahead of him 0-2 now. But now that it's 0-2, Harris has numerous options to what he can do. The 0-2 stretch and the pitch. Fastball, foul back. That time he got it up to 95. That's a rarefied air for Harris. Doesn't often get it up that fast.
And that was an elevated fastball, but not elevated in the sense of, oh, I'm just going to get this guy to swing and miss, climb the ladder at something out of the zone. That's a purpose pitch that Harris just reached back for a little something extra for.
2 strikes the count, and Martinez climbing back in again. Listed at 6 feet tall, 185 pounds. Here's the 0-2 from Harris. Curveball, that stayed high. 1-2. Harris staring in. Soderstrom offering up a target. Bases loaded, 2 outs. Top of the third. The 1-2. Curveball outside. 2-2. Well, Harris can ill afford to do any more nibbling now. Doesn't want a full count with the bases loaded. On deck is the catcher, Chris Oakey. 2-2. Oh, Harris will try to make his pitch right here. The 2-2 to Martinez. That's too low. Now it's gone from 0-2 to 3-2.
Getting strikes 1-2 has not been the issue for Hogan tonight. It's been that elusive third strike, especially here in the third inning.
All 3 men will be on the move now. Stefanik from third, Padlo from second, Soto from first. 3-2 to Martinez. Harris delivers. Fastball fouled away. 3-2 still.
And that's a great pitch. 94 located down and away. And Martinez reacting fastball. You hear people talk about that. You're sitting breaking ball but reacting fastball, especially in pressure spots like this.
Another 3-2. The 3 runners lead and they go. And the pitch is fouled away again. Boy, you got Luke Appling up there with these foul balls. Now, meanwhile, taking a look at the scores, the Aviators are hoping that somebody can cool off Round Rock. Round Rock is in a slugfest. Oklahoma City's batting in the bottom of the eighth inning. Round Rock leads 10-8 in that game. Pitch way outside. He just walked in a run. 1-0 in favor of the Bees. This is just something that pitching coaches and managers wish wouldn't happen. And, of course, if you're Harris, you're especially frustrated. You got the first man on a ground ball. You didn't want to hit Stefanik, but you did. Fletcher flied out. But then the walks to Padlo and Soto, he had Martinez 0-2, and Martinez walked. It was a very good at-bat for Martinez, but it's 1-0 Salt Lake. Now here's Chris Oakey, who struck out looking against Harris in the second. Fastball, a dunker in the right. This is what you do with the walks. Two runs are going to score on this. Martinez at third base, and it's 3-0 Salt Lake now.
RBI is 21 and 22 for Oakey, but as you mentioned, that is what typically tends to happen with walks, especially those coming with two outs. That last pitch, the 33rd of the inning for Harris as well.
So Harris, obviously, Lubbock, case of amnesia now. He's got to go after Walsh and forget what's gone on to this point because he was a strike away from getting out of the inning and the pitch. Fastball in at the knees for a strike. 0-1 to Walsh, who drove one to right field. Looked like Cody Thomas was going to get it, but he did not. It fell in for a single. So the Aviators, obviously, are needing to win because Round Rock is winning again. Nothing new there. And they're down 3-0 in the third. There's a swing and a miss. 0-2.
Action in the Aviators' pen as a right-hander starts to throw. That looks like Chase Cohen once again. Second time he's been up this evening.
The 0-2 to Walsh. Curveball outside. 1-2. Harris looked sharp in the second inning. In this inning, he had two outs with a runner at first. But walk Padlo, walk Soto, walk Martinez, and a little looper by Oakey drives in two. Here's the 1-2. Fastball outside again. 2-2. Oklahoma City did not score in the eighth. So they're in the ninth inning. Round Rock leading at Oklahoma City 10-8. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Jared Walsh. Change up low. Again, he's gone from 0-2 to 3-2 on the hitter. On deck, Brett Phillips.
As mentioned, strikes 1-2 have not been the issue for Harris tonight. It's just that he gets so tense with two strikes, at least with what we've seen in this small sample size. Next pitch will be his 39th of the third inning alone.
Here's the 3-2 on the way. Fastball, line to second, caught by Hernandez. A hard line drive, and Hernandez happened to be there. The Salt Lake breaks the scoreless deadlock. Three runs on one hit. No errors, they leave two. And at the end of two and a half, it is Salt Lake 3 and the Aviators nothing.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Welcome back. Bottom of the third, 3-0, Salt Lake. Salt Lake trying to play the spoiler role as they come in with a record of 20-31 in the second half. So they have not been among the contenders. And the Aviators trying to hang in and see if they can bounce back. Jonathan Holder gone after two innings. He retired 6 of 8 batters. No walks, 2 strikeouts, a lot of singles by Tyler Soderstrom and Connor Capel. And the veteran, with a capital V, Cesar Valdez, 38 years old from the Dominican. Been all over the map in his pro career. Here's the windup and the pitch to Harris. Breaking ball is a strike, 0-1. Brett Harris, batting in the number 9 slot, is hitting .240 with 1 home run and 7 runs batted in. Tyler Wade is on deck, the leadoff man. Breaking ball chop fouled outside third. It's 2 strikes on Harris. Bottom of the third, 3-0. The Aviators will try to answer now after Salt Lake got 3 in the top of the inning. So, Harris waiting in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Breaking ball down and away. Got him. He strikes out on 3 pitches. 1 out for Wade, who flat out to center his first time up. Valdez is having a rough year overall. 4-6 with a 7.2 ERA. 100 innings exactly. 145 hits, so the league is hitting .341 against him. He's given up 19 home runs also. Walked 30, struck out 86. Here's Wade, 0-1. Takes a fastball down and in, ball 1. 1-0. Last start that Valdez made against the Aviators was in Salt Lake, and the Aviators won that one. Here's the 1-0. Valdez winds and turns in the 1-0. Little chopper over the mound to the right of second base. Grabbed by Fletcher, who throws too late. The throw bounced and went off the glove of Walsh as he tried to dig it out. But Wade would have been safe anyway, so that's a base hit. When Wade accelerates, he is a tough guy to get. And throw was way late. Aviators have their third hit.
For Wade, if he hits anything in the infield that's not a rocket right at an infielder, he's got a bona fide chance to beat it out. That one, a slow roller up the middle. Second baseman Fletcher did a good job knowing the runner. Grabbed it, transferred, and threw it all in one motion, but by then it was all too late.
Wade now has a 14-game hitting streak with that base hit, and he's hit safely in 18-19. A drive to deep left field by Smith. Way back and gone. Smith's 15th home run on a breaking ball at 77, and quickly the Bees lead is sliced to 3-2.
Kevin Smith loves the left field deck here at Las Vegas Ballpark. That one left the bat at 102 miles an hour, a line drive screamer that puts this to a one-run ball game. That's Kevin Smith's favorite spot at any park this year.
He might love that deck, but that deck doesn't love him. He's done some damage out there.
He's put some dings in it for sure.
Here's Soderstrom, and the pitch is inside, ball 1-1-0. Chase Cohen was throwing the bullpen. Nobody's throwing now. See what they want to do. 1-0 on Soderstrom, who had a single to center on a 3-1 pitch against Holder in the first inning. And he takes a changeup low from Valdez. 2-0. Valdez throws lots of changeups. Round Rock did not score in the top of the ninth. So Oklahoma City's up for their last shot in the bottom of the ninth, trailing Round Rock 10-8. Pitches outside. 3-0 on Soderstrom. Fourth inning, Albuquerque leading at Sacramento 2-0. Fourth inning, El Paso 3, Reno 2. Here's the 3-0 to Soderstrom. He's taking, and it's down and in, ball 4. The batter now is Pozo, grounded out to second against Holder. In the first inning in Tacoma, the Rainiers continue their homestand, which began with a 6-game split against the Aviators. And the Rainiers lead Sugarland in the fourth inning, 1-0 there. Pozo chases an outside breaking ball. Strike 1, 0-1. One strike to count. 3-2 Salt Lake in the bottom of the third. Valdez in relief of Jonathan Holder. It's a bullpen night for Salt Lake. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. He got him ahead of him, 2 quick strikes.
And Valdez does not throw a lot of sliders, but definitely mix that one in against the uber-aggressive Yoel Pozo. He's
So far, he has thrown 9 changeups to just 3 sliders, and that's been it so far for Valdez.
Bozo in the Tacoma series, 6-for-17 with 2 homers and a game-winning hit on Sunday in the 10th inning. Here's the 0-2 now. Breaking ball, foul back. Through the same pitch. You all got a piece of that one. 0-2.
And for Yoel, especially with 2 strikes, it's not a matter of if he's going to be on the front foot. It's a matter of how far onto that front foot will he be.
Mm-hmm. Soderstrom, a short lead at first, held on by Walsh. Here's the 0-2 now from Valdez. Fastball fouled off to the right. That's his first fastball, 85 miles an hour, 0-2. In the old days, it might have been 81. 2 strikes to count.
I mean, when he signed with the Yankees and was assigned to the Yakima Bears in the Northwest League, back in 2006, maybe that was about league average. That's when Valdez started the career, all the way back in 2006.
Now the 0-2 again to Yoel Pozo. Breaking ball way outside. Good save by Oki. Lunging on the backhand side to grab it. 1-2. In the inning, Harris struck out. Then the infield single by Wade. And Smith launching the line drive home run to left. Soderstrom walked. 1-2 on Pozo. Stretch again. Valdez deals. Long drive to left, hooking foul and out of play. He threw an off-speed pitch in. That's dangerous with anybody, especially Pozo, but he yanked it foul. 1-2.
And for Valdez, the changeup not gripped like a split change, but coming out of the hands certainly looks like one. He's a guy that we've gotten a good look at over the last couple seasons here.
Another 1-2. Valdez with a new ball delivers to Pozo. Way outside, 2-2. In Oklahoma City, Miguel Vargas of the Oklahoma City Dodgers homered against Yeri Rodriguez, the Round Rock closer, to begin the ninth. So Round Rock's now leading Oklahoma City 10-9 with nobody on and nobody out. Leadoff home run by Vargas has made it a one-run game against Yeri Rodriguez. Here's the pitch. Pozo hits a slow ground ball to short. Soto has it, steps on second for one, throws to first for an inning-ending 6-3. Double play. But the Aviators get close on the 2-run home run by Kevin Smith. 2 runs, 2 hits. No errors and no one left after 3. Salt Lake 3, the Aviators 2.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf, dining, outdoor recreation, gaming, and fun for the whole family, all in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of 3 PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Friends, America First Credit Union, proud to sponsor the Las Vegas Aviators. America First products, tools, and services can help you, your family, or your business reach any financial goal faster. Become a member right away at AmericaFirst.com. Russ Langer here, along with Mr. Matt Neverett, and we are in the fourth inning, 3-2, in favor of the visiting Bees, Round Rock leading Oklahoma City 10-9. There are now 2 outs in the ninth inning. And for your fourth inning play-by-play, here is Matt Neverett indeed.
Thank you much, Russ Langer. 9-1-2, two up against Hogan Harris. Leading off the bottom hitter of the Salt Lake lineup is Brent Phillips. Stands in from the left and takes a fastball just high for ball one. Phillips, the right fielder, grounded out to second. to end the four batters second. He faced off against Hogan Harris in that inning. Hogan out of the full wide, gets a called strike on a fastball located away. Phillips, a 224 hitter on the year, making his 62nd outing for Salt Lake tonight. Bright red batting gloves accenting the jet black jerseys. He's playing as the Abejas tonight. As another fastball scooped up over the outside by Soderstrom is called for strike two. A ball and two strikes, infield a step to the right all the way around. Here's the pitch. Right down Broadway, called for strike three. That was a fastball that froze Phillips. And that's the second strikeout for Harris in two-plus innings. They've both been of the looking variety. A backwards K to get the fourth started. And now back to the top of the lineup. Here's Jordan Harris digging in from the right. Or Adams, I should say. Adams facing Harris. Jordan, spelled J-O-R-D-Y-N, 0 for 1 tonight. Grounded out to third and walked back in the first. Takes a swing but can't connect on a Harris fastball. Quickly nothing and one. It's the second time that Hogan has faced off against the leadoff man. Left-hander gets a swing and a foul ball straight back. Quickly nothing and two to Adams. And third baseman Harris is away from the bag, shaded deep. Everybody else deep and straight up. Center fielder Capel maybe a couple of steps to right as the wind blowing softly in that direction. Here's the 0-2. Adams takes up. Fastball at 93 for ball one. Harris got through the second inning, his first, in just 15 pitches. Four up, three down, gave up a two-out base hit to Jared Walsh, but stranded him. The 1-2 to Adams is high. It was a 39-pitch, eight-batter, three-run third that has been the big difference for Hogan Harris and the Aviators in the game. The 2-2 pitch, swung on and fouled straight back. In the inning, Harris got Adams to ground out to lead things off. He then hits Stefanik on the next pitch. Got Fletcher to fly out to center before walking the next three batters and giving up a two-run single to Chris Oakey. Another 2-2, another foul ball. This one's sliced over the sweets on the first base side. Harris set to throw his 65th pitch of the outing. Came in after Mason Miller got through the scoreless first. A walking two and striking out the side. Here's another 2-2. Adams check swing on a ground ball to the left. Charging is the third baseman, Harris. He double clutches, and the throw to first is barely in time. Adams taps out to Harris for the second time in as many plate appearances. That was the old excuse-me half-check swing. On a pitch that was over the strike zone, Adams nearly beat it out because of the hesitation by Harris. He couldn't get it out of the glove initially, but able to recover and throw a strike to first. So a strikeout and a ground out to begin the fourth. Harris looking to go 1-2-3 for the first time. Right-handed batting Michael Stefanik standing in his way. With two outs, nobody on. Aviators trailing 3-2. Bounced fastball goes his ball 1 to Stefanik, who's 0-for-1. Strikeout victim against Miller in the first. As mentioned a moment ago, Harris hit him on the arm. Back in the third, Stefanik launches this one to center, but playable for Capel. Center fielder takes a couple of steps back right in front of the warning track. He'll stop and reach up with two hands to make the catch. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Hogan Harris and the Aviators in the top of the fourth. Through 3.5 in Las Vegas ballpark, it's the Bees 3, the Aviators 2.
Betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Are you driven by an adventurous heart? Is your passion for the road satisfied through every turn? Is your quest to explore the world waiting for you? If so, Findlay Subaru of Las Vegas shares your spirit. Find a Subaru model that's perfect for you at Findlay Subaru of Las Vegas, located on the 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones. Go where love takes you. Findlay, home to Subaru for over 50 years. We've been here, we'll be here. SubaruofLasVegas.com.
Hey, did you know nacho fries are back at Taco Bell? But they're not going to hang around forever, so don't wait. Or you might miss out on these hot, crisp fries covered in all those bold Mexican spices with delicious nacho cheese sauce. Or wait and just settle for flavorless fries. Regular, bland, spiceless, flavorless, flimsy, non-nacho fries.
Just an absolute bummer of a fry.
Nacho fries are back. Get them today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation with fare.
Las Vegas due up here at the bottom of the fourth inning. Salt Lake on top 3-2. Although the Aviators coming in with a bit of momentum, Hogan Harris able to retire the last four batters he's faced, including all three in order in the top of the fourth inning. Took him just 13 pitches to get a ground out, a fly out, and a strikeout. Cesar Valdez back out atop the mound for his second inning of work for Salt Lake. 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Aviators against him. Here's Cody Thomas to lead things off. A big swing, fouled straight back on a first pitch changeup, and the count nothing and one. Left-handed batting right fielder Cody Thomas. First time he's faced off against Valdez, who came in the third. Jonathan Holder, tonight's starter, struck Thomas out. He'll be off the second. Cody swings and can't catch up to the changeup here. He's quickly behind nothing and two. With Darryl Hernandez on deck, Connor Capel, the third batter of the fourth inning. Aviators doubling up the B's in terms of hits by a 4-2 margin. As Cody takes down and outside, that's another changeup for Valdez. Holder's final line, no runs on two hits over two innings. He struck out two and didn't walk anybody through 33 pitches in a no decision. Thomas grounds one sharply to the right side. It sneaks through underneath the glove of the diving second baseman Fletcher. And Thomas safely on with a single. His first hit of the day is the fifth for Las Vegas. And that's a tying run on board to lead off the fourth inning. Fletcher gave it all the effort he had in him. Stretched down every inch of that 5'9" frame towards the line, but couldn't get it as Thomas smoked that ball off the bat at 106 miles an hour. He's on first, representing the tying run for Darryl Hernandez. Aviators second baseman takes a first pitch breaking ball outside. Hernandez with a ground out. Back to the mound, it was Holder who fielded the jam shot back in the second and fired to first in time. Valdez working out of the stretch. Thomas with a short lead off of first. The 1-0. Over the inside, scooped up by Oki for a called strike one. Darryl Hernandez, 13 for 44 road trip. As Russ mentioned, he wore out Reno before Tacoma figured out a scouting report on him. Takes this slider that cuts across the dish for strike two. Right on right matchup, goes a ball and two strikes. But for Hernandez, this season already a rousing success, up to AAA for the first time in his new organization. He is the Oakland organizational hits leader. No minor league player for the Athletics has more hits than the man in right now. 1-2 to him, way outside. Valdez kind of pushing the changeup, forcing the catcher Oki to corkscrew to his right to keep it in front. Walsh holds on at first, Fletcher at second, shaded up the middle. Big gap on the right side if Hernandez can find it. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Valdez to Hernandez. Inside, a running changeup at 75 that moves the count full. Three balls, two strikes. Nobody out here in the top of the fourth. Aviators trailing 3-2 by the slimmest of margins. Here comes the 28th pitch for Valdez. It'll be on 3-2 with a payoff offering. Thomas goes. Hernandez grounds it to short. Levon Soto gloves it. His only play is to first. Thomas standing at second as the throw to first base is in time. Scored 6-3 on an advancing groundout. Hernandez swinging just to protect himself there. Thomas with a big jump and good speed, forcing Soto to first base all the way. He never had a play at second. So that kind of is an unintentional sacrifice bunt, if you will. It does move the tying run to scoring position with one down. For Capel, Dykeman, and Harris, the next three hitters. Here's Connor, in from the left, 1-for-1 so far. He swings and unloads on the first pitch. High in the air, deep to right. Phillips will turn around and watch this one go. It's out of here. And the Aviators, for the first time tonight on top, it's a two-run shot for Connor Capel. And it's a 4-3 ball game. Capel wasting no time unloading on the first pitch he sees from Valdez. Second home run that the right-hander has allowed. That's been all the offense tonight for the Aviators. Long ball number 9 for Capel with Las Vegas. RBIs number 43 and 44 on the year. The The base is empty. The Aviators, a newfound 4-3 lead. Here's Craig Dykeman. The swing to the first pitch, pokes it down the left field side. It's a fair ball. Off the retaining wall, skipping back towards the field of play. It's picked up by the left fielder Martinez as Dykeman saunters into second with a one-out double. Back-to-back pitches have resulted in a Capel home run and a Dykeman double.
You know, funny, on Sunday, the most recent Aviator game prior to tonight, Dykeman doubled down the left field line, and he doubled into the right field corner. So now he's halfway there.
That one just kind of a hands open, backside open, hit the ball where it's pitched and flip it over the third baseman's head. Dykeman on second because of it, and here's Brett Harris standing in from the right. Valdez, the pitcher of record, gets up a ground ball, hopping over the head of the third baseman Stefanik and in the left. Getting the wave around third is Dykeman. Martinez's throw is to second base. It's an RBI base hit for Brett Harris. Three pitches resulting in a home run, a double, and a base hit. And the Aviators now have an insurance run on the board. They lead it 5-3.
Harris, it was a tale of two series on the road. He was very good in Reno, 6 out of 16. But in Tacoma, just 1 out of 12. So that's got to feel great for him.
You want to talk about manufacturing a run coming off of the home run ball? A bloop double down the left field side, followed by a bounding ball hopping over the head. Michael Stefanik is a 5'8" third baseman. Not the biggest frame for it to leap over. So Harris off of first. One out here in the fourth for Tyler Wade. Leadoff man standing in for the third time. He swings to the first pitch, hits it to second. Fletcher fields it to his left. The throw to second's there. Soto to first. It's not in time. Wade able to beat it out. What a play by Fletcher at second, though. That one, a hard hit ball. He took two steps to the left, fielded it, spun, fired to second. Soto turned it about as quickly as he could have with Wade bearing down the line, but the throw to first just late. Harris set down 4-3. Wade, who is a certain stolen base threat on first after the fielder's choice. 5-3, the Aviators lead. Here's Kevin Smith now. He got them on the board for the first time with his two-run home run in the third. First pitch going. Pitch is up and away. The throw down is in time. Tag applied by Fletcher. Man, they had that one read out all the way as Wade caught stealing to end the fourth inning. But the damage done by the Aviators in a major way, scoring three runs on four hits, including a Connor Capel two-run home run. And after four innings of play at Las Vegas Ballpark, it's Las Vegas 5, Salt Lake 3.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Fairway Chevrolet on East Sahara, it's all about family. Whether it's your work family or your most precious family, our family has you covered. We'll take care of the family-friendly pricing on every new Chevy so you can enjoy the things that matter most in life. Your family. Family-friendly pricing only at the Fairway Truck Mega Store on East Sahara near Boulder Highway. Visit fairwaychevy.com. Find new roads.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Baseball. Download the Bally Live app today to watch every game across every level for free. Join in with the live chats, trivia questions, and more. Watch, play, and win all season long on the Bally Live app. Along with Russ Langer, I'm Matt Neverett here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Top of the fifth in the first game of six between the Aviators and the Bees. Las Vegas on top 5-3. Hogan Harris dealing to the right-handed David Fletcher, who takes a fastball for a called strike one. And we are underway in the fifth. In the bottom of the fourth, the Aviators able to take the lead for the first time. Entered it trailing 3-2. They leave it leading 5-3. Fletcher chops it to the left side, backing up the third baseman Harris, who fields, sets the feet, and fires a strike across to first, all in time to beat Fletcher for out number one. Make it five straight that Ogun Harris has set down following the Chris Oakey 2-RBI base hit in the third inning. Got Jared Walsh to line out, ending that three-run frame. And went 1-2-3 in the fourth, setting down the first batter he sees here in the fifth. Next pitch for Hogan will be his 70th of the night. It'll come to the right-handed swinging Kevin Padlow. He swings indeed. Can't catch up to the fastball by Harris. And it's a nothing and one count to Padlow. 0-for-1 so far. He has struck out and walked. Came around to score on the Orlando Martinez bases-loaded walk in the third inning. He swings here and lines one up the middle. Diving backhand grab by Darryl Hernandez. A stupendous catch by the second baseman. Oh, what a play by Darryl. That ball off the bat of Padlow nearly took the head off of Hogan Harris. And diving to the backhand and stabbing it before it touches the dirt was Darryl Hernandez. Put an asterisk next to that line drive out to the second baseman in the scorebook. What a play. Two up and two away in the fifth. Make it five straight. Set down by Hogan Harris. Levon Soto due in with two outs and nobody on. He squares to bunt. Pulls it back on a fastball way outside. 5-3 the lead. Two outs and nobody on in the top of the fifth. Like Padlow ahead of him, Soto enters this third plate appearance tonight with a strikeout and a walk on the ledger. He swings and misses at the elevated fastball to even the count. That bottom of the fourth ended in a really unique way for the Aviators. Of aggressive approaches, we'll say. It paid off, though. It'll take the lead for the first time. Here's the 1-1. Soto takes outside. Following a Hernandez ground out for the first out of the inning in the bottom of the fourth. Connor Capel homer to right on the first pitch he saw. Greg Dykeman then doubled to left on the next pitch. Next offering after that was a Brett Harris base hit to third. As Harris here throws a fastball over the inside, called for a strike. Count goes even at 2 to Soto. After the Harris single, Wade reached on a fielder's choice, ground ball to second. He was then caught stealing on the very next pitch. That's six pitches in a row that either featured a runner reaching or the final out of the inning. I just don't see that nowadays. Two balls, two strikes with two outs. Here's the pitch to Soto. He swings and chops it foul, a dribbler down the first base side. Harris, after throwing 76 pitches, 46 of which have been for strikes, to go 1-2-3 for the second straight inning. Here he is out of the full wind. The pitch in there, called for strike three. A fastball over the outside that froze Soto. It's the third backwards K for Hogan Harris, and it's the seventh straight batter that he set down, including the final out of inning number three. We've played four and a half from Las Vegas Ballpark with half a game down, half a game to go. The Aviators do up next, leading Salt Lake 5-3.
The word iconic is often overused in the automotive world, but no one could deny the description iconic when talking about the all-new 2023 Range Rover. The redesigned 2023 Range Rover has been elevated to an all-new level of comfort and capability, and for the first time ever, seven-passenger seating is available. Come see for yourself today at Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or online at LRLV.com.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball, baseball, and earn cash back rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini Aviator's helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way and earn cash back rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Las Vegas leads it in the bottom of the fifth inning. Game one out of six has been a slugfest in the middle innings. Kevin Smith, one of the reasons is he stands in to lead off the bottom of the fifth. third inning of work for right-hander Cesar Valdez. Begins with a breaking ball outside, called for ball one. Smith with a home run in the third. At the Aviators on the board, watch as they struck for three more in the fourth inning to take a 5-3 lead. Smith hits this one on the ground to the left side. Backhand grab by the shortstop Soto. Long throw from the hole is in time to beat Smith. As one shortstop grounds out to another. Great play by Soto. Took him about five steps to the right. Glove transferred and threw it all in one motion. It was on a dime to Walsh for out number one. Tyler Soderstrom now due up. Yet to be retired tonight. A base hit and a walk in his two plate appearances. Valdez begins this at bat. One ball, no strikes. Spinning him a changeup down low. Walked Soderstrom in the third. Tyler then wiped out on a 6-3 ground play grounded into. A double play, I should say, grounded into by Pozo. Soderstrom rips this one, but pulls it foul on the first base side. Oh, nice snag made by a young fan. Thought I caught that one out of the corner of my eye. Soderstrom's base hit came off the starter Holder. It was one of just two hits that he allowed in a no decision. Two scoreless innings for Holder and a spot start. The 1-1 in the dirt. That's the slider at 78. Soderstrom still stands in there as the number one prospect in the Athletics organization. It's this one off the end of the bat. Down the line to first. It's gloved by Walsh. First baseman will take it himself and win the foot race. Soderstrom taps out three unassisted for the second out of the fifth inning. Two out, nobody on. 5-3, the Aviators lead it in the bottom of the fifth. Here's Yoel Pozo, who's grounded out twice. Now taking a look at the top prospects for the Athletics organization. We've seen Zach Gelof accrue enough playing time at the major leagues, or he's no longer a prospect. He is a major league player. Pozo, for the first time tonight, takes the first pitch. It's a changeup for strike one. So as of now, the top prospects for the Athletics by MLB Pipeline read as follows. Soderstrom, this year's first-round pick, Jacob Wilson. Then it gets interesting afterwards. The 0-1 to Pozo. Launched in the air to center. Charging it is Adams. Center fielder gloves it at the chest. For out number three, just rounding out the top five for the A's, Mason Miller number three, Lawrence Butler number four, Denzel Clark, who's likely to be in Las Vegas next year at number five. Both sides down 1-2-3 in the fifth. We go on to the sixth with the Aviators leading the B's 5-3.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball, baseball, and earn cashback rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini aviator's helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way and earn cashback rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Las Vegas on top 5-3. First game of six against Salt Lake, featuring two runs in the third, four more in the fourth, and the Aviators relying a lot on Hogan Harris to right the tide here in the middle innings. Harris, who came in after Mason Miller went just one inning on 29 pitches. Back out there for what's his fifth inning of work in the sixth. Pitching with a two-run lead and leading things off, the left-handed batting left fielder Orlando Martinez for Salt Lake, who hacks at the first pitch but comes up empty for strike one. Harris has made two plate appearances tonight, both against Harris. He was the first batter that the lefty faced in the second, got him to fly out deep to left field. The fielder takes a called strike here to even the count. Martinez then took the third of three walks in a row back in the third inning to put the bees on the board. Martinez stranded on third, and Walsh lined out to end the inning. He swings and misses at strike three here. Hogan fooling him with the curveball. That's strikeout number four. It's the first swinging strikeout for Harris tonight. And that's the first out of the sixth inning. Hogan getting into a nice rhythm here. That's eight straight set down since that aforementioned Walsh lineup. He's on deck with Chris Oakey standing in. One out, nobody on here in the sixth. Oakey, most recent B's base runner to reach. That was back in the three-run third. He takes outside here. Fastball at 91, missing for ball one. Checking on big league scores in a moment. Most of the game's done. As Oakey takes high, two balls and no strikes. The parent Oakland Athletics currently leading the blazing hot Seattle Mariners. That came 3-1 in the bottom of the sixth in the Pacific Northwest. Meanwhile, the 2-0 here in Vegas is inside. Oakey goes ahead, three balls, no strikes. They're in the top of the eighth in San Francisco. Giants on top of the Reds, 5-0. No hits for the Reds so far. That game now into the bottom of the eighth inning. They'll have one more shot. But for now, no hits for Cincinnati. As Harris steals a strike at the knees. Fastball scooped up for strike one. 3-1 count to Oakey, who's 1-for-2. He swings here and fouls it straight back from 3 balls, no strikes, to 3 balls, 2 strikes. Harris trying to keep up the trend and retire the side. Or at least 9 straight, Oakey, most recent runner to reach against him. We'll keep you updated on the potential no-hit bid in San Francisco. They're also in the bottom of the fifth inning in Los Angeles. Dodgers 6, Diamondbacks 1. Those all the games in progress. Here's the 3-2 from Harris. Swung on, a broken bat roller hit to the left side. Scooped up by the third baseman, Harris. Throw to first is in plenty of time. And after Oakey singled against Harris in the third, Hogan gets his vengeance in the sixth. Not only breaking the bat, but getting him to ground out. That's now 9 straight sit down by Harris. He'll look to go 10 straight. And 3 straight, 1-2-3 innings if he's able to retire Walsh, who started the streak back in the third. Every other game around the Major League's final was a 12-7 win for the Phillies at home against the Angels. Check swing by Walsh on a pitch high. They appealed on the third base side. Yes, he did, says Louis Krupa. Third base umpire ringing up Walsh for strike one. Walsh, by the way, 1-of-2 with the base hit in the lineout. Infield, a step to the right all the way as Walsh takes a ball down low. Yankees doubling up on the Tigers, 4-2. Gleyber Torres with a 460-foot bomb in the first inning to give the Yankees a lead that they would never relinquish. Here's the 1-1. Walsh pops it straight back. A foul ball that finds the seats. Also moves the count 1-2. In a battle of the two Florida-based Major League teams, the Rays all over the Marlins in Miami, 11-2 the final. 9-3 the Orioles over the White Sox in Baltimore. Here's the 1-2 from Harris to Walsh. Curveball that stayed up and in. Walsh had to jump out of the way of that 76-mile-an-hour spinner. Nationals 5, Blue Jays 4 north of the border. Astros all over the White Sox, 6-2. Bregman and Alvarez back-to-back bombs in the first. 2-2 fastballs way down and out from Harris, and so the count goes 3-2 to Walsh with Phillips on deck. Aviators lead 5-3 here in the top of the sixth. Out hitting Salt Lake 8-2 as well. Harris way off the line at third, basically behind the base at short is Smith. Here we go, the 3-2 from Hogan Harris. Swung on, grounded up the middle, it's through for a base hit in the shallow center field. And a roller snuck by Kevin Smith, who was shaded in that direction anyway. And it's the third hit of the night for Salt Lake. It's the first since the third inning. Hogan Harris retiring 9 straight at one point, and he'll look to limit the damage to a one-out base hit in the sixth as Brett Harris digs in. A couple other finals around the major leagues. Guardians doubling up on the Twins, 4-2. In 10 innings in St. Louis, the Cardinals walk it off on a home run by Tommy Edman. 6-5 final. They win it over the Padres as this curveball in there for a called strike one to Brett Phillips, who's 0-for-2. Harris out of the stretch, steals a curveball down. Braves over the Rockies, 3-1 at Coors Field. The Braves out hitting Colorado, 15-3 in that game. Pirates double up on the Royals, 6-3, and the Cubs blank the Brewers, 1-0. A Justin Steele win. The NL Cy Young race very much alive in Wrigleyville. Phillips checks the swing on a fastball up and in. They appeal out. No, he didn't, says Louis Krupa. Two balls and a strike to Phillips. That win for Steele, by the way, moves his line to 15-3 with a 2.69 ERA. Just an outstanding season for the All-Star, Justin Steele. Hogan set. Here's the 2-1 to Phillips. Grounded down the first base side. That'll go foul as it's picked up by Yoel Pozo in front of the Salt Lake first base coach. So Hogan Harris about to throw his 97th pitch of the game. Looks like Chad Smith is up in the bullpen behind him, and Harris trying to keep him out of the game until the 7th. Left-hander comes set, looking at the runner Walsh on first. The 2-2 to Phillips, swung on and missed. He fooled him with the curveball for strike three. Harris able to strike out his fifth batter of the game. After retiring nine straight and giving up a two-out base hit, he gets Phillips swinging to limit the damage in the top of the sixth. Cody Thomas to lead things off next after 5.5 from Las Vegas Ballpark. It's the Aviators 5, the Bees 3.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Las Vegas Aviators fans, do you want free tickets? When you book a solar demo with Momentum Solar, you could be eligible for two free tickets to an Aviators game. If you own your home and haven't gone solar yet, Momentum Solar should be your first call. As the official solar partner of the Aviators, Momentum Solar prides itself on excellent customer service, in-house design, and permitting to ensure your rooftop solar system maximizes the sun's power and your savings for years to come. Las Vegas is one of America's most productive solar areas, and homeowners who choose Momentum Solar have saved hundreds per month on their power bills. If you want to save on your power bills, call Momentum Solar at 702-879-8970 or visit them at MomentumSolar.com/aviators. Again, that number is 702-879-8970 or visit MomentumSolar.com/aviators to submit to win two free tickets and go solar today.
Six and seven to lead things off for the Aviators in the bottom of the sixth, leading Salt Lake by a 5-3 score. Opening game of the six-game series and a 12-game homestand. Cody Thomas, first batter that Cesar Valdez will face in his fourth inning of work. As Valdez starts it out, one ball, no strikes, stealing a changeup that he throws oh so often down low for ball one. Thomas followed by Hernandez and Capel, the first three to get it going in the sixth. Meanwhile, Valdez gives up a pop fly to left center. Over to the gap to grab it is the left fielder Martinez, and he's able to glove it for out number one. Thomas put good wood on it, but able to find it in the outfield was Martinez. That's now four straight set down since Tyler Wade was caught stealing to end the three-run fourth inning. That's been the difference in this 5-3 ballgame. One out, nobody on for Darryl Hernandez. We check in on the pitch count of Cesar Valdez. Hernandez chops the first pitch to second. Charging is Fletcher. He gloves it. Throws off the back foot to first base in time. And the two-hop chopper to second base puts Hernandez out 4-3. Two up and two away here in the sixth. Five up, five down over the last inning and two-thirds for Valdez. And that brings up Connor Capel, who has singled and homer tonight. A homer in the fourth, giving the Aviators their current lead. Left-handed batting outfielder, playing in center tonight, takes the ball low. Valdez with a changeup. That's his 20th changeup of the night out of 45 pitches that he's thrown. Remember last year reading a story about Valdez? He calls it a dead fish changeup. Looks better than it sounds. as he throws a sinker at 86 for a called strike to Capel. Valdez made his real mark at the big league level with the Orioles. He misses inside here. And that was back in 2020 when he had been pitching in the Mexican League. The Orioles needed a bullpen arm coming off of a lot of the COVID restrictions. So a lot of teams employ an extra arm or two. Capel hits an end cap shot right to the first baseman, Walsh, who gloves it and fields to Valdez. It is in time. Valdez, the 38-year-old, able to beat out Capel to the base. Score that one 3-1 and score a 1-2-3 inning in the bottom of the sixth for the Aviators. We're on to the seventh, top of the Salt Lake lineup to lead things off. It's the Aviators 5, the Bees 3.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouthwatering burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamama's cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Top of the seventh from Las Vegas Ballpark. The Aviators on top of the Bees 5-3. Hogan Harris came in the second. Was able to really calm this one down. Able to get through the sixth on the hill on 97 pitches over five innings of work. The Alabama right-hander Chad Smith takes over in the top of the seventh. He'll face off against the top of the Salt Lake lineup. And back on the saddle on the play-by-play, here's Mr. Russ Langer.
Thank you very much, Matt Nevert. So we go to the seventh now, and the Aviators with a 5-3 lead. And as Matt mentioned, 4,368 for the opener. And now Chad Smith takes over. So Hogan Harris, a strong outing overall. Five innings. He's charged with three runs earned on three hits. A hit batsman, three walks, which came consecutively in the third inning. And struck out five, but he finished strong. And now running up to bunt is Adams. He left it in the mitt of Soderstrom at 93 miles an hour. Strike one, 0-1. Chad Smith hasn't worked in a while, because he'd been on the injured list. So this is the first time he's pitched since August 11th, when the team was here at home against Sacramento. Here's a swing and a miss, 0-2. Interesting thing about Smith, big righty from Alabama. He'd been with a few different organizations, Rockies last year. He had some time, a couple of times in the big leagues this year with Oakland. But he got off to a rough start with the Aviators. Here's the 0-2 to Adams. Fastball in there. Strike three called at 96 miles an hour. Man, that is a big league pitch right on the edge. Right on the black, as they say. One out for Michael Stefanik. Smith, through the first 12 appearances going into early June, had an ERA of over 12. His ERA now 7.47. There's nothing to shriek about, but it's almost five runs lower than where it was. Pitches low, ball one. Why? Because he's had a much better second half. He went through a stretch of 12 consecutive outings covering close to 16 innings where he did not give up an earned run. He was just blazing, picking up saves here and there. Fastball a little low at 95, 2-0. Stefanik against Miller struck out. Against Harris, hit by a pitch and scored. And then flat out to deep center against Harris. One out, nobody on. Seventh inning, a 5-3 lead for the Las Vegas Aviators. Fastball grounded foul to the third base dugout. Two balls and a strike on Stefanik. But Smith's run, his ERA was down to 6.1, actually. Less than half it would have been in early June. He had a game here August 11th, his first bad outing in almost 2 months. 2-1 pitch. That's inside his Stefanik, 3-1. He was roughed up for 6 runs, 5 earned, and only a third of an inning. And David Villar homered off of him, and he took the loss in that game. Been one on the injured list, so this is his first game in more than 2 weeks. Pitch is inside, ball four. One out walk brings up David Fletcher.
And this is kind of a different role than he had been in before the IL stint. He had been predominantly a closer, if not a setup man, but I like the use of him here in the seventh. This game's been low scoring. In fact, no runs since the four, so they're going to try and put the stop on it, give the offense a chance to add on. The Aviators really need an opening win here in this series. They're looking to take at least 7 of these next 12.
Round Rock has won for the 18th time in the last 19 games. They held on to win 10-9. Runner goes, swing and a miss, throw to second base, and he is out of there. Good play by Las Vegas second baseman Darryl Hernaez, because the throw by Soderstrom was a strong throw, but it was to the wrong side of the bag. So he had to backhand it, swivel back over, and make the tag, and he got him. Stefanik with 8 steals has now been caught 6 times. 2 outs, a strike on Fletcher. Smith with 9 pitches has recorded 2 outs. Big righty kicks and deals the 0-1. Fastball, bounce back up the middle, through, pass to diving Hernaez. Base hit to center, 95-mile-an-hour pitch, but Fletcher's hitting 329 and rolled it right through. So the 2-out single extends the inning for Kevin Padlo. Fletcher now 1-for-3 with that single and a walk.
We're keeping most of an eye on this game, but I'm keeping at least a little bit of a corner of my eye on the box score in San Francisco. They're in the top of the ninth inning. Mentioned the Reds had been no-hit to this point. 1 out, top of the ninth inning. Alex Cobb, 2 outs away from a no-hitter.
And if he gives up a hit, the phone will be ringing. Alex Cobb is going to want you on the line. The pitch. Padlo takes a strike, 0-1.
I'll tell you what, if he's worried about a radio guy in Vegas, he's got other issues. He did just walk Nick Senzel to put a runner on with one down, so he is conceivably one pitch away on a ground ball.
All right, here's the strike one to Padlo, the cleanup hitter. Good slider, swung on and missed. 2 strikes in. He actually foul-tipped that ball, and it's an 0-2 count now. And meanwhile, the Aviators began the night tied for second behind Round Rock with Tacoma. And Tacoma now playing at home in the seventh inning, leading the visiting Sugarland Space Cowboys 4-0. Aviators up here in the seventh, 5-3. Smith's 0-2 to Padlo. Big Chad delivers. Fastball way outside. 96 miles an hour. He overthrew that one on the 0-2. 1-2. Two outs. It's Fletcher at first. The Aviators with 8 hits so far. The base hit by Fletcher, just the fourth. This is the third Vegas pitcher. Mason Miller went one. Hogan Harris, a good 5 innings. And now Smith in the seventh. Runner goes. Good jump. Pitch to the backstop. So a stolen base for Fletcher. He was running on that pitch that got away.
Fletcher not a burner by any stretch on the base path. That's just his 5th steal and 6 tries. He's playing in his 74th game, so he's certainly not a volume runner either.
That pitch that got away makes the count 2-2 on Padlo. Smith out of a stretch. Fletcher at second, 2 down. Padlo, 274, 11 homers, 43 batted in. He swings and fouls a slider back, 87 miles an hour. 2-2.
Smith's fastball you have to respect, which makes the slider play off of it all the more, especially that one that Padlo nearly fooled by, just kind of out on the front foot. By the way, T.J. Friedl flied out to right. Alex Cobb 1 out away from the no-no.
Fletcher at second with 2 down. Smith ready the pitch. Slider in there. Strike 3 called. Great pitch. Front door slider that broke over the inside corner at 86 miles an hour. So Smith's first inning since August 11th is a good one. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, 1 left and 2 strikeouts. We're in the 7th inning stretch at Las Vegas Ballpark in the opener of a 6-game series. The score, Las Vegas 5, Salt Lake 3.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
All right, to the bottom of the seventh, Las Vegas leading 5-3. Russ Langer here with Matt Neverett. Greg Dykeman digs in against the veteran Cesar Valdez. Straight changeup, chop foul to the right, strike 1-1. Valdez got out a two-run homer in the third to Kevin Smith. A two-run homer in the fourth to Connor Capel, and then a double by Dykeman, who's up now. And then Brett Harris singled Dykeman in. Here's the 0-1. High, lazy fly ball, left center. Left fielder Martinez cruises in, looks up, and picks it off. One out. So Valdez, after a couple of rough innings, he first came in to relieve Holder in the third. Allowed five runs in the two innings, but since then he's been very good. We've tried eight in a row now. And with one out, here's Harris, who has struck out and singled in a run against Valdez. The wind in the pitch to Harris. He takes a strike. 0-1. Matt, you have a kind of a tough update from the Alex Cobb of the Giants. One out away from a no-hitter. But what happened?
Tough if you're our entertainment director, Gary Arlitz. But the no-no broken up as Harris squares the button, pops this one straight back to the screen for a foul ball. Alex Cobb, 120-plus pitches, 8 2/3 no-hit innings. Gives up a double to the gap in right center with two outs in the ninth inning. So the no-no bid is no-mo for Alex Cobb.
0-2. Oh, so close. The wind, the strike two pitch now. Harris takes a fastball a little bit outside at 86. One ball and two strikes on Brett Harris. Tyler Wade, the leanup man, waiting on deck.
That's an impressive lineup in Cincinnati, at least this stretch of the year, to go 8 2/3, no hit against.
There's a bounding ball foul outside third, an off-speed pitch. 1-2 is the count. Aviators with action in their bullpen now. And Salt Lake also. Here's the 1-2 to Harris. Britt takes that one down and away. Kicks away from Oki, the catcher. 2-2 on Brett Harris.
Yeah, both teams with action in the bullpen. It's the right-hander Billy Sullivan getting loose for the Aviators. The left-hander Colton Ingram. A rare pitcher wearing a single digit getting warmed up for the Salt Lake Bees. Ingram wearing number 7.
And the wind, the 2-2. Breaking ball. That's a one-hopper to short. Glove by Soto going to his left. He spins and throws his man out. Nice play by Soto. 9 straight. Retired by Cesar Valdez. Two outs. And the batter, Tyler Wade. Wade has flied out. Singled and scored on the Smith home run. And then hit a ground ball to the second baseman, Fletcher. Looked like it might be a double play. A 4-6-3 double play, but Wade is so quick, he beat the throw to keep the inning alive. Then he was caught stealing on a pitch out. Here's the pitch. That's a strike over the outside, 0-1. A sinker in there at 86. Ted Wien's trivia question coming up in just a little bit. Kevin Smith would be next. That pitch bounces to the backstop. One ball and one strike now. There's a bounding ball foul to the right, into the first base dugout. One ball and two strikes on Tyler Wade, former Yankee. In fact, Wade was briefly in the Angel organization. I think he had something like 8 at-bats for Salt Lake, a couple of hits a while back. Here's the 1-2 now. As Wade waits on Valdez, the veteran righty delivers. Fastball, grounded in the right field, base hit. Wade, who hit safely in every game that he played in on the road trip, now is 2-for-4 in this game. He tried to steal last time he was aboard in the fourth. And the first pitch to Kevin Smith was a pitch out, and Chris Oakey threw him out. Let's see if he challenges him again. Smith has flied out against Holder, hit a line drive, two-run home run to left against this pitcher, Valdez, and grounded out to the hole at short, 1-for-3. Wade off first, two down. The pitch, breaking ball down and away, ball one, 1-0. One ball to no strikes, outfield deep and straight away. Smith, all kinds of power. Averaging about a home run every 10 at-bats. He hits a sharp ground ball to short. On one knee is Soto. He feeds Fletcher with a toss to complete the inning on a 6-4 fielder's choice. In the seventh inning for Las Vegas, no runs, one hit. No errors and one left. We go to the eighth inning and the score. Las Vegas 5, Salt Lake 3.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clip Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf, dining, outdoor recreation, gaming, and fun for the whole family, all in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
The word iconic is often overused in the automotive world, but no one could deny the description iconic when talking about the all-new 2023 Range Rover. The redesigned 2023 Range Rover has been elevated to an all-new level of comfort and capability. And for the first time ever, seven-passenger seating is available. Come see for yourself today at Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or online at LRLV.com.
Well, Alex Cobb doesn't need to feel too badly. He's got some company for August the 29th, because on August the 29th of 1995, Pittsburgh's Paul Wagner, who at that time was the National League leader in losses, lost a no-hit bid against the Colorado Rockies on an infield single with two outs in the ninth. Russ Langer here with Matt Neverett. Billy Sullivan becomes the fourth Las Vegas pitcher, so a good inning for Chad Smith. He hadn't pitched in over 2 weeks. One inning, no runs, one hit, a walk, two strikeouts. Threw the ball well. Now Sullivan is going to go after the 5, 6, and 7 hitters, starting with Levon Soto. Fastball foul back, strike one. Sullivan, mid-90s fastball, upper 70s curveball. It is a slider that will occasionally toss in there in mid-80s. Billy's in his 37th game, 36 games so far, matching the number on his back, 6-2. With a couple of saves and a 5.4 ERA. He last pitched 3 days ago in Tacoma. He looked good, an inning and a third, no runs or hits. Here's the 0-1 to Levon Soto. Fastball, line to left field, racing in to dive and make a great catch. No, on the ground. The ball's on the ground. Tyler Wade had it, it looked like, and then he hit the ground and the ball came loose. Safe at first is Soto on a single. Sinking line drive, Wade nearly made a great diving catch.
We'll get a look here on the replay. That thing was in the glove, but the contact with the ground knocked it out. I don't think you could come any closer to catching a ball to where you don't catch it. That was an outstanding effort, regardless by Wade.
And it was what the case of the ball hit his glove, hit the ground, and that the ball just got jarred loose. Tyler didn't see it for a moment, then he pounced on it. Here's Martinez, flat out, walked to force in a run and struck out. The pitch, fastball, high foul to the left, out of play. Strike one, 0-1. That base hit by Soto is the fifth hit for Salt Lake. One strike on Orlando Martinez. Soto at first, held on by Pozo. Sullivan a glance over his shoulder. Soto a modest lead there. The 0-1, and that off-speed breaking ball, little low, one ball and one strike to count.
This is an area where Sullivan has had success getting the ground ball with a runner on first, less than two outs. He's induced six ground ball double plays in just over 40 innings. That's a really high clip.
Now the 1-1 on the way. Curveball. That's low. 2-1. Two balls and one strike. Billy Sullivan stretching again, and the 2-1. Fastball foul back, 95 miles an hour. 2-2. Chris Oakey, right-handed hitting catcher, waits on deck. The outfield is playing the left-handed hitting Martinez the opposite way. They obviously think he's not going to pull Sullivan. Thomas swung toward right center. Capel several steps toward left center. And Wade slightly shading toward the line, and Tyler takes another step in that direction. 2-2. Sullivan with a sign. The Delaware native set at the belt. The stretch in the 2-2. Fastball low. 3-2 now on Orlando Martinez. 5-3 Las Vegas in the top of the eighth inning.
Hey, you said Thomas not playing him to pull. You could say that again. If you've ever been here at Las Vegas Ballpark, you'll know that when Cody Thomas is in front of the visiting bullpen, that's about as far off the line as you'll ever see a right fielder here.
3-2. And a little dunker in the left for a base hit. Wade in to pick this one up. Holding at second base is Soto. So the Soto liner, that in and out of the glove of Wade, and Martinez, a little polite single to left. Two on, nobody out for Chris Oakey.
And I don't think Martinez saw that one off the bat. It definitely broke the lumber. And when that thing landed, I looked back towards home plate. He was basically still standing in the box. He looked just as surprised as anybody when that thing fell harmlessly in left field. So Cody was right. He wasn't going to pull the ball there.
That's it. Now here's Oakey, big right-handed hitting catcher, who was 1-for-3 with a two-run single in the third against Hogan Harris. He squares to bunt and takes the strike, 0-1. Charging from first was Pozo. Harris hanging near the bag at third. One strike to count.
And that's a drill they work on in spring training and really not much else throughout the rest of the year. That bunt defense, Darryl Hernandez sprinting in behind first base. You want to do it enough in the early part of the year to where it's just instinct come August, almost September.
Pozo creeping way in. Oakey pulls the bat back and takes a strike at 95 miles an hour over the outside corner. Tough pitch. 0-2.
So now the question, if you were Keith Johnson, the manager, becomes, do you keep the bunt on with two strikes? A team that's struggled to really generate anything offensively since the third inning against Harris. We'll see what the decision is here.
The Aviators think he's still bunting because Pozo's still weighing on the grass. Harris over by the dirt cutout. Soto at second. Martinez at first. Nobody out. Top of the eighth, 5-3, Las Vegas. Oakey waits. He's not bunting. Pitch is outside. Fastball at 96, 1-2. Now that he's not bunting, Harris backs up a couple of steps, and Pozo's back on the dirt. 1-2. Now he's right one step from the infield grass. 1-2. Sullivan stretches. He's now set with a 1-2 pitch. Curveball. That's grabbed, bounced on one hop, grabbed by Soderstrom on one hop with a bare hand, but it's a foul ball. Tough pitch. 77-mile-an-hour curve after a couple of fastballs, and Oakey fouled it off, 1-2. Oakey, 269, 5 homers, 22, batted in. Las Vegas, 5. Salt Lake, 3 in the 8th inning. Again, Round Rock has already won. Time calls Soto tying his shoe out as he runs at second base. 1-2. Sullivan checking sides. Here's the look, and the 1-2 to Chris Oakey. Sullivan, a check of second, and deals. Fastball, too low, 2-2.
Continuing to warm in the Salt Lake bullpen is the left-hander Ingram, so looks like he'll throw the bottom half of the eighth inning. Cesar Valdez coming in and eating up some innings for sure. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh.
This will be a 2-2 to Oakey. Breaking ball, did he go? He did not go. Very close. 3-2. Randy Rosenberg said he held up. Full count. This is a very big pitch. Sullivan was ahead of Oakey 0-2. Now it's 3-2. There are already two men out with nobody out in a tight ball game. So Sullivan will try to make his pitch now. The 3-2. There's a ground ball in the left field for a base hit. Waiting to pick it up. Coming around third is Soto. The throw home is in time, and he's out. Good play. Wade, not a whole lot of time in the outfield, but that's an excellent throw to Soderstrom to nail Soto. Martinez stops at second, and there's one out.
Best part about that throw from Wade is that he didn't try to airmail it. He threw it on a bounce the entire time. What that allowed him to do was put a little bit more on it. It took one hop, and Soderstrom was standing there waiting with the ball when Soto was getting ready to slide. That is a picture-perfect play from left field to the plate.
One out. Well, if you ask Tyler Wade, he'll probably say, I should have held on to that ball that Soto hit. So what does he do? He throws Soto out at home.
He was out one way or the other.
First and second, one out. Walsh has two singles and three bats, also lined out to second. Hit the ball hard tonight. And the pitch, that's that slider he'll occasionally throw. Ball one, 1-0. Infield set, looking for two. So three straight hits to open the inning, but one out with first and second because of Wade's excellent throw home to retire Soto trying to score. Pitch is a curve that barely missed somewhere. Ball two, 2-0. Walsh, 2-0-6. Five homers, 20 batted in. Left-handed batter. Sullivan out of a stretch. Martinez off second. Oakey off first, the 2-0. Fastball way outside. Not even remotely close. 3-0. Brett Phillips, the number nine hitter, is on deck. Here's a stretch in the 3-0. In there for a strike. He's taking all the way. It's 3-1 now. Martinez at second. Oakey, the tying run at first. One out, eighth inning, 5-3 Las Vegas. Here's Sullivan's 3-1 pitch to Jared Walsh. And it's on the way. Fastball swung on and missed. He came right after him. So the count's gone from 3-0 to 3-2. And this becomes another big pitch now. Sullivan tucks the bill of his cap, glances up at the scoreboard. Walsh was outside the box for a moment. Just getting himself settled back in there as we speak. 3-2. Sullivan, a quick glance at the plate. Now set at the bell. Two on, one out, the 3-2. Fastball high and inside, ball four. The Aviators have now walked seven men in this game. And the bases are loaded. Martinez to third. Oakey to second. The batter is Brett Phillips. And Brian Corey out there to try to settle Billy Sullivan down. He hasn't retired anyone yet. Three hits and a walk. And he has the out because Wade threw Soto out at the plate.
It looks like the side-slinging right-hander Taylor Scott is getting loose in the bullpen. So this visit from Corey atop the mound, twofold right now.
Plate umpire Tyler Jones out there to try to move things along. And the meeting is over.
For Phillips, this will be his ninth plate appearance this year with the bases loaded. He's 2-for-8 with the walk, 4 RBIs, and 5 strikeouts in bases-loaded situations this year.
All right, here we go. Bases loaded, one out in the top of the eighth. Phillips has grounded out and struck out twice, all against Harris. Now he's facing Sullivan. Fastball for ball one, 1-0. Phillips hitting .221 with three homers and 17 batted in. The Bees occupy every base. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball foul back. At 96, ball and a strike now on Brett Phillips. On deck, leadoff man Jordan Adams. One and one. Sullivan checking signs. Soderstrom setting up. Now the look. Sullivan's 1-1 to Brett Phillips. Curveball. Got that one in for a strike. 1-2.
Definitely looked like he fooled Phillips on that one for sure.
Martinez at third. Oakey at second. Walsh at first. One out, top of the eighth. Phillips up with a 1-2 count. Sullivan set again. 1-2. Fastball up and away at 95. 2-2. Phillips digs back in, waves that bat around, infield set up looking for a double play ball. Bases loaded, one gone in the top of the eighth. Sullivan ready with a 2-2 to Brett Phillips. Here it is. Fastball outside again. Now it's 3-2. I mean, Phillips is batting ninth. He's hitting .221. And I'm sure that Brian Corey want Sullivan to be a little more aggressive here. But now with a full count and one out, Sullivan has to throw a strike. Phillips waiting. The 3-2 is coming. Fastball, high pop-up. Foul territory, third base. Harris has room, backpedaling. He's got it. Huge pitch. A 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Looked like it was a strike toward the outside. And Phillips fouls out to third baseman Brett Harris. Very big out. Now he's got to get the leadoff man, Jordan Adams. Brand Reardon at the top step of the dugout. Adams walked against Miller, hit two ground balls to third against Harris, and struck out facing Chad Smith. 0 for 3. Bases loaded, two outs, eighth inning. The pitch. Fastball hit back to Sullivan, who races toward first and underhands it to Pozo, and the inning is over. Well, you talk about a Harry Houdini act. How about a walk and three singles, but no runs? No runs on the three hits. No errors. They leave three. Sullivan made some good pitches when he had to. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Las Vegas 5, Salt Lake 3.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
All right, welcome back. Las Vegas leading. They need to win to keep pace with Round Rock. They are in second place. They came in tied with Tacoma, three back of Round Rock. Round Rock's already won. Las Vegas leads 5-3, going to the bottom of the eighth inning. There's a new Salt Lake pitcher, and to take you the rest of the way for this one, Matt Neverett.
Thank you, Russ Langer. It's the 26-year-old Southpaw Colton Ingram. Originally a Tigers pick back in the 37th round back in 2019. He was acquired by the Angels as a minor league free agent on March 22nd of 2021. Pitching up against the 3, 4, and 5 spots in the Aviators lineup. Las Vegas leading 5-3. Score's been that way since the fourth inning. Left-on-left matchup starts out a ball and no strikes as Tyler Soderstrom takes a changeup high. Lefty out of Columbus State in Georgia. Colton Ingram deals. Soderstrom chops a ground ball to the right side. Picked up on the right by the first baseman Jared Walsh, who will turn and win the foot race to first base himself. Soderstrom for the second plate appearance in a row. Grounding out to first base for out number one here in the top. Make it the bottom of the eighth inning. One out, nobody on for Yoel Pozo, who's hitless tonight. The trend will end for Yoel here in the eighth inning. He has previously ended each frame in which he's come to the bat. Wrapped up the first on a ground ball up the middle. Ended the third on a 6-3 double play. Lined out to center to end the fifth. Takes the first pitch fastball upstairs here to start out. One ball, no strikes. Colton Ingram, meanwhile, pitching in his 41st game of the year in total, but just his 18th here in Salt Lake. The 1-0 to Pozo, taking just low for a ball. Ingram started the year in AA Rocket City, where he was 1-1 with a 2.6 ERA in 23 outings. Promoted to Salt Lake, and then on June 17th, making his Major League debut, he pitched twice for the Angels. Pozo lines one off the glove of the pitcher and into shallow center field. Man, that rocket shot nearly removed the glove of Ingram, but instead Pozo's going to reach for the first time today. That one leaving the bat at 104 miles an hour. Line drive screamer for a base hit for Pozo. That'll put a runner on with one down for Cody Thomas, who's one of three. Ingram in behind the slop-throwing right-hander Cesar Valdez, who finishes on the hook for Salt Lake. Valdez charged for 5 runs, all earned on 7 hits, including a pair of home runs. Valdez walked one, struck out one over 5 innings. Took him just 62 pitches to get through 5 innings full. So Holder for 2, Valdez for 5. And in the 8th, here's Colton Ingram, who gets a swing and a foul ball straight back from Thomas to start him out, nothing and 1. But with Pozo's trend coming to an end, this is the first at-bat for Thomas that hasn't let off an inning. Began the second, swinging and missing at strike 3 against the starter Holder, one of his 2 strikeouts in the inning. He singled and scored against him in the 4th, and Valdez got him to pop out to left to start the 6th. Ingram throws a 79-mile-an-hour curveball outside. Left-on-left matchup goes 1-1. Ingram, a 1-3 record and a 3.62 ERA coming into tonight in 17 previous outings with Salt Lake. Short lead off of first for Pozo is shortened as the pitch is in for a strike. One ball, 2 strikes to Cody Thomas with Darryl Hernandez on deck. 5-3, the Aviators on top. We're in the bottom of the 8th. Las Vegas out hitting Salt Lake 10-7 as well. Here's the 1-2 from the stretch. Thomas able to take a changeup outside. Thought about it for a moment, but able to keep the bat on the shoulder and move the count even at 2. Thomas, after going 9-43, playing in 10 of the 12 games on the road trip, 1-3 tonight. Here's the 2-2. It swung on, lined on the left field side, a fair ball into the corner. Pozo rounds second, slams on the brakes as the left fielder Martinez makes a nice play to move the advancement just 90 feet. His throw to the cutoff man limits Pozo to second, limits Cody Thomas to what otherwise would have been a double. It's a base hit here. Back-to-back one-out singles in the eighth inning. And the Aviators have something cooking against Ingram and Salt Lake in the eighth inning. Two on for Darryl Hernandez, facing off against Colton Ingram for the first time this year. Ingram made the big league debut on the 17th of June, made one other outing for the Angels in relief, and then from June 28th on has been back with the AAA affiliate in Salt Lake City. 0-3, Darryl Hernandez with 3 ground outs. Looks to reach for the first time this evening. First pitch from the left-hander. Inside. Hernandez lifts the hands over ball 1. Looks like Taylor Scott continues to get loose for the Aviators in the bullpen. Could see him in the 9th after Sullivan had to labor a bit in the 8th. Hernandez takes up. 2 balls and no strikes now. Darrell grounded out back to the mound in the first. Valdez got him to ground out to short in the fourth. Took an excellent sliding grab from the second baseman, Fletcher, to retire him in the sixth. Ingram takes the sign from the catcher, Oki, and comes set on 2-0. Here's the pitch. Swung on and off the end of the bat to right center field. A couple of steps back for the center fielder, Adams. He gloves it. And with Pozo tagging and advancing to third, the throw is to the cutoff man, Fletcher. Thomas has to stay on first base, as that one was to right center field. So the advancing fly out by Hernandez brings Pozo from second to third. And with two on, runners in the corners and two down for Connor Capel following the fly out. Here's the number seven batter in the lineup, and that'll bring out a mound visit from the pitching coach, Darren Ebert. Ebert going out to talk to Ingram in his first and, to this point, only inning of work. Got Soderstrom to ground out to first, rather inauspiciously to start the inning, before giving up base hits to Pozo and Thomas. Darryl Hernandez, a fly ball out to center, brings us to where we are now. There's nobody up behind Ingram in the bullpen, and in the first game of this series, I don't know any manager that wants to burn out the pen. So they're game planning here. Lefty going up against the left-handed batter in Connor Capel. Part of the reason he's out there is that Capel's having himself a phenomenal night at the plate already. A single and a home run followed by a sharply struck ground out to first. Ingram's been lights out against lefties, allowing a 182 batting average against. Has yet to give up an extra base hit to a left-hander with Salt Lake this year. First pitch to Capel. We'll have to wait. Snap throw down to first sends Thomas scrambling back in. First of two disengagements that Ingram is allotted per plate appearance. Capel looks to extend the lead. 5-3 advantage. That's been the score with the Aviators on top since the fourth. Another throw to first, and Thomas back in standing once more. I mean, Cody about two steps away. He's not going anywhere with a two-run lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. So both disengagements used. We'll see if Thomas extends the lead. He doesn't. He's still just about two steps off the base. First pitch to Capel is chopped to the right side. Fletcher to the left. Second baseman from shallow right. Gloves, turns, and throws to first. And that one in time. They retire the side in the home half of the eighth inning. Looked for a moment like that one was going to sneak through, but a strong play by David Fletcher caps the bottom of the eighth inning. We go to the ninth. The Aviators trying to close it out on top of the Bees, 5-3.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Next up is power hitter and player favorite, Buffalo. Talk about impressive game. Buffalo slots by Aristocrat Gaming are real crowd pleasers. Check out Aristocrat Gaming's winning lineup of slot games at a casino near you. Aristocrat Gaming, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. For 21 and older.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Comes down to this. Top of the ninth inning at Las Vegas Ballpark. The Aviators on top of the Bees, 5-3. And it'll be up to the side-slinging South African, Taylor Scott, to try to close this one out. Scott enters into a save situation, pitching in his sixth game for the Aviators. So far, 2-0 with a 1.7 ERA. He's got one save and two tries, looking to make it 2 out of 3 here with the shutdown ninth. Although, for Salt Lake, they've got the meat of their lineup due up. 2-3-4 to get it started. Stefanik, Fletcher, and Padlo. Two of their better hitters in terms of getting on base. And then Padlo, one of their better sluggers, hitting out of the cleanup spot this evening.
Scott,
as mentioned, the right-hander out of South Africa, 31-year-old, standing 6'3", and a lanky 185 pounds. Stefanik in from the right to lead things off in the top of the ninth. First pitch from Scott, upstairs on the changeup. Be ball one on an 82-mile-an-hour offering. Stefanik has reached twice, neither time with the benefit of a hit. Walked in the seventh, hit by a pitch from Hogan Harris in the third inning. Scott with a called strike on a fastball to even the count at one. Taylor pitching behind Billy Sullivan, who gave up three hits and a walk, but no runs in his one inning of work. Ground ball left side. Diving is the third baseman, Harris. It's off his glove and into left field. Scooped up by Tyler Wade as Stefanik reaches to start the ninth inning. You applaud the effort by Brett Harris. If he doesn't get there, look like Smith may have had a play on it, but slowly hit, bounding ball deep in the hole for short. It was a tough play either way, and ruling as such, that's a base hit for Stefanik to lead off the ninth. Brings in David Fletcher, who's one of three. Scott has been bounced around over the last couple of years, including this season, where he's pitched for three different teams and their AAA affiliates. He misses outside to the right-handed batting Fletcher to start the AB. So far this year, Scott has pitched in the major leagues for the A's, the Dodgers, and the Red Sox, along with all three of their AAA teams. Here's the 1-0 to Fletcher, who swings, grounds it to third, scooped up by Harris. He goes to second for one. Hernandez with a turn and the throw to first. It's in time and around the horn, 5-4-3 twin killing. And just like that, Taylor Scott, one out away from getting his second save in three tries. Harris knew that with that ball hit sharply right to him, he had an extra moment to collect himself and deliver an accurate but strong strike to second. And from there, it was elementary for Hernandez to turn and fire to Pozo. Two out, nobody on, 5-3 lead for the Aviators in the top of the ninth inning. Last hopes for Salt Lake stand in the form of their DH, Kevin Padlo, who checks the swing on a first pitch breaking ball. He's able to hold up the pitch outside for ball one. Scott takes the sign, comes set with nobody on, the 1-0. Padlo takes up, two balls and no strikes on the fastball. This is the first outing for Scott since the 23rd, some 6 days ago. His only outing of the 12-game road trip was in Tacoma. He's behind, two balls, no strikes here. The pitch inside, backing Padlo away at 94. So 3-0 the count with two outs and nobody on in the ninth inning. Tying run on deck in the form of Levon Soto. Padlo watching all the way as the 3-0 fastball finds the inner third for strike one. That outing in Tacoma, by the way, Scott earned his only save so far with the Aviators. Four up, four down, and an Aviators win. The 3-1 offering swung on and sliced straight back, a foul ball that'll find the seats, and the count goes full at 3-2. Payoff pitch upcoming as Padlo steps out. Outfield playing him deep, but straight up, no doubles defense all the way around. Off the line at first is Pozo. Deep and hugging the line at third is Harris. Here we go, the 3-2 payoff pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck him out to end the ball game. And the Aviators, in the first game of a six-game series and a 12-game homestand, hold on to a 5-3 win, neither team scoring after the bottom of the fourth inning. Aviators win. I'll have the totals next.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
the world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Back in Las Vegas ballpark, the Aviators following a 5-3 win, enjoying the victory to start off a six-game series and a 12-game homestand in a game that featured offense early, nothing but pitching late. The Aviators 5-3 winners, scoring 5 runs on 11 hits. Neither team made an error. Las Vegas only left 5 men on base. They really didn't have many opportunities following the fourth inning. Salt Lake, meanwhile, 3 runs on 8 hits. They had a ton of opportunity. They left 10 men on base. Hogan Harris with the win to go to 1-2. Hogan gave up 3 runs on 3 hits and 3 walks over 5 innings, whilst also striking out 5. But he gets his first win with Las Vegas to go to 1-2. Taylor Scott, after going 1-2-3 in the ninth, gets his second save in 3 opportunities. Cesar Valdez, a tough luck loser, came in and ate some serious innings, allowing all 5 Aviators runs on 7 hits and a walk over his 5 innings. He drops to 4-7. We played tonight's game in 2 hours and 29 minutes in front of 4,368 fans as Los Reyes de Plata. And the Aviators, with a 5-3 win, move to 65-61. They are 10 games up in the second half at 31-21. And they keep pace with Round Rock, who also won this evening. 5-3 win for the Aviators to push them to 30-28 here at Las Vegas Ballpark. When we return for the post-game show, I'll have a wrap-up of this one, the scores from around the PCL and the big leagues, and we'll set you up for the rest of the series. Aviators on top in the first game of 6 against Salt Lake. Back with the post-game show next.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clip salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Talk about a winning lineup. The Aristocrat Gaming Team just keeps delivering big hit action. The crowd is going wild for their slots. The Buffalo and Lightning Link to Dollar Storm and Dragon Cash. This gaming legacy delivers. Check out Aristocrat Gaming's winning lineup of slot games at a casino near you. Aristocrat Gaming, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. For 21 and older.
Right now, save up to $900. That's big, folks. During the huge Best Mattress Labor Day sales event. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Get a free adjustable base when you purchase a qualified Serta, Beautyrest, or Sealy Queen mattress of $799 or more. That's pretty big, too. Plus, Queen mattress is starting at just $199. Wow! We've also got quick delivery and no down, no interest financing for 48 months. How about that? Best brands, best service, best prices. Best mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
From high above the playing surface here in Las Vegas Ballpark, Matt and Everett welcoming you back to the post-game show following a 5-3 Aviators win as they take the first of 6 against the foes from Salt Lake on the series. The Aviators also pull ahead in the season series. They're now 10-9 all year against the Salt Lake Bees. The scoring got started in the top half of the third inning. In fact, 5 of the 8 runs were scored in the respective halves of the third inning. Entering into it 0-0, Hogan Harris was pitching in his second inning of work after hitting Michael Stefanik with one out. He got a fly ball from David Fletcher for out number two. What then followed was nearly disastrous. He walked Kevin Padlo, Levon Soto, and Orlando Martinez back to back to back. Martinez, when he walked, drove in Stefanik. The other two runs driven in on the very next batter. The catcher, Chris Oakey, punched a ball to right field that scored both Padlo and Soto. And that would be it for the Bees offensively all night. The Aviators responding in the bottom of the third inning. A one-out base hit by Tyler Wade, accented by a two-run home run to left field by Kevin Smith. That made it a 3-2 game after three innings of play. And the only other offense for each team in the game itself was in the bottom of the third inning. Cody Thomas led it off with a base hit to left field. After a Darryl Hernandez ground out to short, it was Connor Capel clubbing a two-run home run to right field that put the Aviators on top for the first time. It was a 4-3 game. The very next pitch, Greg Dykeman doubled to left. The very following pitch, Brett Harris drove him in on a bounding ground ball that bounced over the third baseman Stefanik's head. And that would be it offensively for each team as they score all eight runs in the 5-3 contest within a nice little window in the third and the bottom of the fourth inning. And that's how this one got down. Neither team really able to make much of anything happen except for Salt Lake when they threatened against Billy Sullivan in the eighth inning, recording three hits and a walk, but no runs. And Las Vegas holds on as a 5-3 winner to go to 65-41 on the year, 31-21 in the second half. Still plenty more to come on the post-game show. Coming up next, I'll take a look at the scores from around the rest of the world of baseball. First, the big leagues, then the PCL. All that and more next.
Hey, did you know nacho fries are back at Taco Bell? But they're not going to hang around forever, so don't wait. Or you might miss out on these hot, crisp fries covered in all those bold Mexican spices with delicious nacho cheese sauce. Or wait and just settle for flavorless fries. Regular, bland, spiceless, flavorless, flimsy, non-nacho fries. Just an absolute bummer of a fry.
Nacho fries are back. Get them today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation with fair.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Welcome to the Real Estate Jackpot, folks. Aaron and Jacob Taylor, the real estate guys, are here to make your home selling experience a winning one.
Feeling lucky? We got a deal you can't resist. We offer a cash advance to all sellers with zero interest.
Roll the dice with us. We'll handle all repairs with no upfront money. No need to wager your hard-earned savings on home improvements.
Are you holding a house of horrors? No worries. We buy all ugly and distressed properties for cash within 5 days.
And Jacob, here's the best part. We'll make sure you hit the real estate jackpot, getting you the most money for your home.
Trust the real estate guys. Nevada's number one real estate brand with 28 years of experience and over 7,000 families helped.
So call us today, 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. EXP Realty, license number 388886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Sometimes the best summer getaway is the journey to the getaway. Start your summer road trip adventure at Hyundai. Now during the Getaway Sales Event. Hurry in for great deals on many models, all backed by America's best warranty. It's your journey. Own every mile at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Get up to $1,000 bonus cash on the 2023 Tucson or Santa Fe, plus 3.29% APR. Test drive a new Hyundai today. Hurry. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event ends September 5th. Offers end 9/5/23. Call 562-314-4603 for complete offer details.
Back in Las Vegas ballpark following the 5-3 win for the Aviators. Taking a look at the scores from around the world of baseball, starting with the big leagues. The parent Oakland Athletics holding on to a 3-1 win in Seattle over the Mariners. 39th win of the year for Oakland comes tonight with the Giants ever so close to a no-hitter. Alex Cobb, a dominant performance otherwise. He gave up one run on one hit. Both came with two outs in the ninth inning, the Giants ultimately winning 6-1. Dodgers over the D-backs 9-1 in NL West action. It was the Braves 3, the Rockies 1 from Coors Field. The Pirates for the second straight day defeating the Royals in Kansas City today by a 6-3 final. A masterful performance by the All-Star Justin Steele gives the Cubs a 1-0 win over the Brewers and moves Steele to 15-3 with a 2.69 ERA, a legitimate National League Cy Young candidate in Justin Steele. Cardinals walk it off on a 6-5, I should say, on a walk-off home run by pinch hitter Tommy Edmond. Not in the starting lineup, but in the bottom of the 10th, he is the difference maker. Guardians 4, Twins 2 in AL Central play in a battle of current and former Justin Verlander teams. It's the, or rather, Max Scherzer. It's the Rangers 2, the Mets 1 in Queens. Astros all over the Red Sox at Fenway Park 6-2. And in a battle of Florida-based big league clubs, it was the Rays dominating over the Marlins 11-2. That game taking place in Miami. Everybody else done around the rest of the Pacific Coast League, including Round Rock, who is alive and in first place for the second playoff spot. And they defeat the team that won in the first half today by a 10-9 final. Aviators able to keep pace with their foe from Round Rock. It was Reno 9, El Paso 4 in the northern part of the state, even though El Paso out hitting the Aces by a 10-8 final. Sacramento blanked by Albuquerque at home 5-0. Also the same score in Tacoma as the Rainiers blanked the Space Cowboys 5-0. And here in Las Vegas, a 5-3 win for the Aviators puts them to 65-61 on the year. 10 games up in the second half at 31-21. When we come back, I'll wrap things up, give you my final thoughts on the 5-3 win tonight, and set you up for tomorrow. Game 2 out of 6 in the series, game 2 out of 12 in the elongated homestand from the months of August into September. We'll close things up on the post-game show next.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Here's the first customer that bought a car.
The Avendros, that's the first day.
First one up.
No furniture in the building.
Over the last 25 years, Finley Toyota's led the city in new and used car sales. We've had the most victories, the most sponsorships, and we believe the happiest customers. We've made the best memories and lasting friendships from the bottom of our hearts.
We love you, Las Vegas!
It's our 25th anniversary. Come in and see what makes Finley Toyota so special.
Right now, during the Best Mattress Labor Day sales event, you can save up to $700 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets. That's a whole lot of savings on a whole lot of bed, folks. And get up to a $300 instant gift with your purchase. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, where our sleep experts can match you to the Tempur-Pedic that's perfect for you. And no down, no interest financing for 48 months. How's that, folks? Quick delivery, too. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Things up on the post-game show following a 5-3 win for the Aviators as they move to 10-9 on the year against Salt Lake, and they'll look for win number 11 against the Angels' AAA foe tomorrow night when Luis Medina makes an outing in a Major League rehabilitation appearance against the right-hander Carson Fulmer, who's no stranger to the Pacific Coast League. First with the Oklahoma City Dodgers, now pitching for the Angels' top farm team. Fulmer 0-1 with a 6.14 ERA. He'll be opposed by the big league rehabber Luis Medina tomorrow night in a 7:05 first pitch. Russ Langer and myself will take the air at 6:50 on the pregame show. Bark in the Park. Get your dog tickets tomorrow at aviatorslv.com. Follow the Aviators on social media while you're at it, at aviatorslv. That'll do it for us tonight from Las Vegas Ballpark. For my broadcast partner, Russ Langer, for our producer, Joey Costa, in the Lotus Production Studios, and everybody else here with the Las Vegas Aviators, I'm Matt Neverett saying thanks so much for tuning in. Back at it tomorrow, same time, same place. One final time tonight from Las Vegas Ballpark. So long.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
For Miami, Zach Eflin is on the bump for Tampa Bay, and Tampa Bay finds themselves anywhere between about a plus 110 to a plus 120. Meanwhile, with the Miami Marlins, you'll find them pretty much even money to a plus 105 with a total of 7.5. And with Zach Eflin, he has struggled a little bit more on the road than he has at home. And this is nothing new. If you're a fan of the Philadelphia Phillies, you fully know that there are struggles when it comes to Zach Eflin on the road. But Jesus Luzardo has just really been going down the toilet bowl recently. For Eflin, he's got about a 305 home ERA compared to a 435 ERA on the road, but he still is giving up right around the same amount of home runs per nine as he does at home. And